Blog Talk Radio.
I knew it would be room temperature. Good morning. We truly thank the Lord for being here and thank God for his goodness to us. And it's good to see the saints that are out already this day. And thank God. Thank God. He's been so, so good to us. And he's brought us a mighty long way. And thank him for his hand of mercy extended unto us. He's been good. Can't say that enough, how good God has been. Let us look to the Lord in prayer. I don't know about you, but I'm a little hot. I don't want to say too much, but I felt, yes, but that's all right. Thank God. Thank God for the heat. I have a long sleeve shirt on, so if I take this jacket off, I'm all right. Amen, amen. Let us look to the Lord in prayer. Let's continue to remember the Webb family in prayer and ask God's continued blessings be upon them. Truly, God has brought them through a lot of things this past year and so far this year, too. So we thank God. Let us look to the Lord. Our most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, we truly want to thank you once again for another privilege and opportunity to call upon your precious and holy name. Thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for all that you have done for us and all that thou art doing and going to do on our behalf. We thank you, Lord God, for your precious word, dear Father, that was left on record for our behalf, dear Heavenly Father. And thank you, Lord God, how we can get into the word of God and eat, dear Heavenly Father, and to know more about you, dear Heavenly Father. We ask, O Lord, as we eat, dear Heavenly Father, that we will digest it, dear Lord, that we will allow, dear Heavenly Father, your word to speak peace to our souls, dear Heavenly Father. Help us even in the midst of trials and tribulations, Lord God, to turn it all over to you, Lord God. You told us in all our ways to acknowledge you, you would direct our path. And so this morning, Lord God, we're acknowledging you. We're lifting you up, dear Heavenly Father, and we're asking you, Lord, to be our guide and our direction in the services today. We ask that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart will be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Father, thank you for all the saints that have been out this morning, dear Father, here in Sunday school, Lord God. It was good to see Sister Kiba out this morning, dear Father. Thank you for what you're doing for this dear sister. Thank you, Lord God, for your hand of mercy and love extended unto her, Lord God, and her family. It was so good to hear her say how her kids are doing well, dear Heavenly Father, and ask your continued blessings be upon them, Lord God, and ask that you be with her daughter as she travels in today, Lord God. Watch over and protect her, dear Heavenly Father. Grant her traveling mercies, please, Lord, over the highways. Father God in heaven, we thank you, Lord God, for Sister Smith being out this morning, and ask a special prayer blessing be upon her and her family alike, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord God, for Sister Carol, dear Father, and all that you've done for her, Lord God. What a sweet spirit she has, dear Heavenly Father. Even in the midst, Lord God, of even sharing with us, Lord God, her illness, dear Father, she still, Lord God, was praising you, still glorifying your name, dear Heavenly Father, still calling on you, Lord God, knowing that you are able to do all things but fail because she's standing on your precious promises. Thank you for this, dear sister. Thank you for her witness, her testimony, Lord God. We thank you for that and ask that you would remember her in every way she stands in need of, body, spirit, mind, and soul, dear Heavenly Father. Ask in the name of Jesus. Likewise, you continue to remember Sister Regina, Lord God. It's good to see her out, dear Heavenly Father, and hear her voice, dear Heavenly Father. Hear her laughter, dear Father. Ask that you would continue to bless our dear sister. Be with her, dear Heavenly Father. Continue to be her guide and her direction and the strength she stands in need of. Thank you, Lord God, for Sister Lillian and Sister being on the phone this morning, dear Father, and thank you, Lord God, for hearing her voice strong, dear Heavenly Father. Ask that you would continue to bless our dear sister as she continues, Lord God, her recovery, Lord God. Ask that you would continue to heal her in her body, spirit, mind, and soul, Lord God. Continue to be her guide and her direction. Thank you for all that you have done for this dear sister. Thank you for what you brought her through, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord God, for her, even the experience, Lord God, that she had, dear Heavenly Father, her testimony when she was even in the rehab center, Lord God, about your goodness to her, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, I went there that day just to thought I was going there to cheer her up, dear Heavenly Father. But Lord God, I left with her giving me her testimony and making me feel good, dear Heavenly Father. So I thank you, Lord God, for that and ask that you would continue to bless our dear sister. Remember Sister Holmes, likewise, dear Father, thank you for her, Lord God. It's so good, Lord God, when you call the saints on the phone, Lord God, they're just full of joy and full of laughter, dear Father. And they thank you, Lord, even even in the midst of pain, Lord God, even in the midst of our arthritis, dear Heavenly Father, because of the rain and dear Heavenly Father, and feeling, Lord God, the pain in our bodies, Lord God, we can still rejoice in the Lord because we know the joy of the Lord is our strength. And so we just ask that you would continue to remember our dear sister Holmes, Lord God. Thank you for her children that she thanks you for, Lord God, and how they care for her, Lord God, and enabling her to be able to stay in her home, dear Father, at her age, Lord God. We just ask that you would continue to bless our sister in every way she stands in need of. She's truly a blessing to each and every one of us. Father God in heaven, thank you for Brother Jackson, Brother Levester, and Brother Reggie being here this morning. And ask your continued blessings upon our dear brother. We know, Lord God, they're getting ready to take a journey, dear Heavenly Father. And so we're praying ahead, dear Father, that you go ahead of them, prepare the way as they go to visit family, dear Heavenly Father. We ask in the name of Jesus that you would bless them, dear Heavenly Father, and ask that you, even in their recreational time that they're going to, Lord God, that you would bless them there and keep them safe, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you for bringing William in, dear Heavenly Father, and watching over him, dear Father. Remember all of Brother Levester's children, Lord God, his daughters, dear Heavenly Father, Jada, dear Heavenly Father, Tina, dear Heavenly Father, and Angela, dear Lord. He's often, all the time, Lord God, prays for his children, his grandchildren, dear Father. Ask that you would remember them, little RJ, Lord God. I think of his name in them, and Amelia, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord God, for his grandchildren. Ask that you would bless them and be with them as they raise them in these perilous times, Lord God. When we look around and see the times in which we live, we realize, Lord God, that those of us of age, dear Heavenly Father, we have grandchildren, we have nieces, we have nephews, Lord God, that we need to be lifting them up to you, dear Heavenly Father. Our children are going through things in school, dear Heavenly Father. Even if they're going to some of these so-called Christian schools, they're still dealing with some issues, Lord God. And so we just pray, Lord God, that you watch over our children. Remember little Tatum and Liam, dear Heavenly Father, as they go to school, dear Heavenly Father. Olivia and Grant, dear Heavenly Father. Haley and Matthew in London and Jasmine, Lord God, Javier, Lily, Gabby, dear Father, all the children, Innocence and Infinity, Lord God, and all of Sister Webb's grandchildren, remember them and her, and they're going to school, dear Heavenly Father, we pray in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we lift up all of our children to you, dear Father, not only our children, but even the children in the neighborhood, dear Heavenly Father, around this church, some of the children that came here for Vacation Bible School have come for Sunday School, Lord God, we haven't seen them, Lord God, many of them lately, Lord God, but Lord, some of them may be even grown, dear Heavenly Father, some might be even in their 20s by now, Lord God, but we ask, dear Father, that the word that they receive, Lord God, will go with them, dear Father. Be with them, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for Sister Webb, Lord God, as she reached out, Lord God, and asked us to continue to remember her and her family in prayer, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you would be with them, dear Father, in the name of Jesus, dear Father. We know what they've gone through, dear Heavenly Father, and you've been right there, right along the way, dear Heavenly Father, bringing them right through, dear Heavenly Father, guiding them in directing them, dear Heavenly Father, holding them up, Lord God, when the enemy was trying to tear them down. You continue, Lord God, to wrap your loving arms around them, dear Heavenly Father, and you continue to say to Sister Webb to keep her hand in your hand because you were going to bring her through. And so we thank you, Lord God, that you did, and ask, dear Father, that you would bless her in her body. She was saying on Wednesday, she's a little tired, dear Heavenly Father, but we know, Lord God, you can give her the strength that she needs, Lord God, to continue to run on this race that thou hast set before, looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of her faith. Father God in heaven, not only her, but Lord God, remember others, dear Father. Remember Sister India, Lord God. It was so good to see her out on Sunday, Lord God. I mean, Saturday, dear Father. Good to see little Infinity too, Lord God, and ask that you would remember Sister India, Lord God, as she should be on her way here to the house of God, and so we're looking forward to seeing her again. Keep her safe over the rain-slicking highways, Lord God. Watch over her, dear Heavenly Father. What a beautiful spirit, Lord God, that she has, dear Heavenly Father. Beautiful young lady in the Lord, dear Father. Ask that you would continue to be her guide and her direction, Lord God. Remember her little Infinity, dear Father. She's been sick, Lord God, on and off, dear Father. Looks like for the past several months, dear Heavenly Father, but Lord, we pray, Lord God, as she comes in today, Lord God, we'll be able to anoint and pray for her, Lord God, and lift her up to you, dear Heavenly Father. We know you're able to do all things but fail, dear Heavenly Father. So in the precious name of Jesus, remember this child, dear Father. Not only her, but remember Innocence likewise, dear Heavenly Father. We beg of thee in the name of Jesus. Father God in heaven, remember the young man that came to the door this morning, Lord God, who was sitting on the church step, dear Lord, and just wanted to get out of the rain, dear Heavenly Father, and needed a little something to eat. Dear Father, remember the soul. Remember the homelessness that's all around this congregation, all around our streets, dear Father, up and down the alleys, up and down the highways, Lord God. All the homelessness that we see all around us, Lord God, it just reminds us of our dear brother, our late brother, a man, dear Father, and his prayer for the homeless, dear Father, and those, Lord God, who are less fortunate, Lord God, and do not have food to eat and a roof over their head. Father, we pray for these souls, dear Heavenly Father. He was such a kind gentleman this morning, Lord God. He was very thankful, dear Heavenly Father. He just wanted, dear Father, some shelter today, Lord God, and a little food to eat. And so we just pray that you would remember these souls, dear Heavenly Father. Likewise, remember the house across the street, Lord God. We're not going to forget to lift it up to you, Lord God. And in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask that you move out this house, dear Heavenly Father, and not say they're moving into another neighborhood, but that, Lord God, you shut it down, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, we've seen the young man come out, dear Heavenly Father, that's in there, dear Lord. And, oh, he came out the last Sunday, I believe it was. I saw him, and he had on a shirt that said heavenly something on it, dear Lord. And I thought to myself, Lord, have mercy. You're in there dispensing drugs, dear Heavenly Father, to souls, dear Father. Oh, even on yesterday, dear Father, they were coming up. Today, this morning, dear Father, I said to Sister Blake, as we were coming into the house of the Lord, I said, oh, the drug house is busy. Oh, my. Early in the morning, they're coming up, dear Heavenly Father. We're just going to continue, Lord God, to hold this house up before you, dear Heavenly Father, right across the street from the house of God, right across the street where folks can come in, Lord God, and as Jesus' arms are wide open, saying, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, because they are heavy laden, dear Father, in those sins, heavy laden in those drugs, dear Heavenly Father. And so, Lord, we're lifting it up to you, dear Heavenly Father, committed it into your hands, knowing you're able to do all things but fail. Father, remember our neighbors around the church and this neighborhood, dear Heavenly Father. We pray, Lord God, as we think about this year, Lord God, what you would have for us to do, Lord God, to reach these lost souls. And we're praying in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you get us ready, dear Heavenly Father, to be able to get out, dear Heavenly Father, in the neighborhood and walk, dear Heavenly Father. We know, Lord God, we're not able probably to go door to door because of all the situations, Lord God, where the guns and people are shooting and killing. But Lord God, we can still walk up and down the street, Lord God, even if we have to have a sign in our hand, Lord God. Jesus saves, dear Father. We need to know people, let people know, dear Heavenly Father, that we are a child of the King, dear Heavenly Father. And they likewise can be one too, dear Heavenly Father. We pray, Lord God, even for the upcoming meetings we have, Lord, the budget committee and also the annual business meeting, Lord God, where we would discuss the business of the church. Thank you for your provision for this house of God. Thank you for all that you have done for us and all that thou art doing and going to do. We can't thank you enough for your hand of love and mercy that's been extended unto us, dear Heavenly Father. I know some would look around and say, Lord God, that they can't even pay, they may not be able to pay the light bill, but we thank you, Lord God, because you have kept it on, amen? Thank you, Lord God, you kept the heat on, dear Father, the water running, dear Lord. You have blessed, and we thank you for your blessings. Father, we pray likewise. You remember all the saints that are here today. Remember Sister Laurencine and Brother Maurice, Lord God. They don't have as many children today, Lord God, but we just thank you for this ministry that they have, Lord God, and ask that you would continue to bless our dear brother and sister. We pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, a blessing upon our dear brother, Byron, our superintendent, and thank you for him, and thank you even for the message on yesterday, Lord God, and the Bible truth, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you for that and ask that you would continue to bless our dear brother. Bless him in the body. He said he's not feeling all up to power, dear Lord, but he's here, dear Heavenly Father, and ask and that you would bless and be with him, Lord God. Remember little Olivia, dear Father, who's suffering in her body. Likewise, dear Father, we pray, Lord God, that you would touch and that you would heal her, dear Heavenly Father, if it be your will. Father, likewise, remember Sister Melita and Brother PJ as they run the ministry, Lord God, the media ministry, Lord God, and bringing in souls. Bless them. Be with them, dear Father. We pray in the name of Jesus. Father God in heaven, remember all the souls that family members who have lost loved ones, dear Father. We're in a time, dear Father, we're still hearing of deaths, on top of deaths, dear Heavenly Father, but we're praying, Lord God, that you would remember families. Remember them, Lord, as they go through their hour of bereavement, Lord God. All of us have been there, dear Father. Many of us have lost our mothers and fathers, Lord God, and we've heard of so many that have lost recently their mothers, and Lord God, we're just asking a special prayer and blessing, we pray. Remember, Lord God, those we haven't seen, the Belton family, Lord God, remember them as they're traveling and over the highways. Keep them safe, please, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father God in heaven, remember others, Lord God. Remember those who may be coming in, dear Heavenly Father, souls, dear Heavenly Father, just to come in to hear the word. We just ask that you would send in souls and loved ones, dear Father. Remember our request for our loved ones to be saved, dear Heavenly Father. Likewise, we pray for our country. We pray for our president and our vice president, our Congress, Lord God, and pray for all those who are running for offices, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, help us, dear Heavenly Father. We beg of thee. Lord, we can see the divisiveness in our land, dear Father. We can see, Lord God, how America is divided against America. And you said in your word, a house divided against a house can't stand. And so, Lord, we can see how we are imploding, dear Father. We see all the things that are happening all around us, dear Heavenly Father. Help us, Lord God, to continue to pray for all mankind. Lift them up to you, Lord God, because we know you're able to do all things but fail. Thank you for this day that you have made. Help us, Lord God, to continue to rejoice in it and be glad. I thank you for Sister Blake being here this morning and ask your continued blessings upon her. Remember her in her shoulder, Lord God. Remember in her body, dear Father. Remember in her eyes, dear Heavenly Father. We just thank you for this dear sister, Lord God. We know, Lord God, the next few weekends she has a lot on her plate, dear Heavenly Father. But we thank you, Lord God, because we know you said you would not put on us no more than what we're able to bear. And so, Lord God, you have blessed our dear sister with knowledge of things, dear Father, knowledge that some of us don't have, dear Father. She has it, and we thank you for that and ask your continued blessings upon her in every way she stands in need of. Remember, likewise, Sister Millicent, Lord God, as she leads a devotional service and ask your continued blessings upon this, dear sister. Be with her in body, spirit, mind, and soul, dear Heavenly Father. We know, Lord God, she's dealing with her condition, dear Heavenly Father, but Lord, you're able. You're able to bring her through, dear Heavenly Father. And so we're going to commend her into your hands, dear Heavenly Father. We're going to continue to hold her up before the throne of grace. And then, Lord God, we're going to allow you to work your will upon her life. Have thine own way in her life, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, if there's anyone we've forgotten to pray about, Lord God, remember all the saints of God, brothers and sisters all over the world, dear Father, all over wherever they might be in the mission fields, Lord God. We pray for our brothers and sisters in the Lord, dear Father, but we pray a special prayer for this household of faith. Thank you, Lord God, for it. Thank you for those who call in and hear the word of God, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you for Sister Ferris Day and her family in Boston. Thank you for Sister Marvinia in New York and Sister Sanders and her family down in Florida, dear Father. Ask your blessings continue to be upon them, dear Father. Remembering Sister Ruth, dear Father, in a special way, Lord God, we know that she hasn't been feeling well for a couple of weeks, Lord God, but we thank you, Lord God, that we've heard she has listened in, dear Father. Ask your blessings continue to be upon her. Likewise, Sister Sandy and her family, Lord God. Remember them, Lord God, in a mighty way. We haven't forgotten them, Lord God. We're still calling them out their names, Lord God. We're still praying for them. And remember her grandchildren, likewise, dear Heavenly Father. Now have thine own way, Lord God. We beg of thee in the name of Jesus. Remember the request, Lord God, from time to time where people have asked us to remember them in prayer, dear Heavenly Father. Even times, Lord God, when we've said to people, I will remember you in prayer, Lord God. And we may have forgotten the name or the situation, Lord God, but you haven't forgotten, Lord God. And so, Lord God, we ask that you would remember those prayers that we have forgotten to remember, dear Heavenly Father, and ask that you would bless accordingly, Lord God. Thank you. Thank you this day for all that you have done. Have thine own way in our lives, dear Heavenly Father. And Lord God, I thank you for what you've done for me and ask that you would continue to bless, dear Heavenly Father, as you've given me the message this morning for your people. Help me to deliver it as you've given it. And I will be so careful, Lord God, to give your name the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. In Jesus' name I pray and I thank you right now. Amen. Amen.
Should we turn in our worship to the Lord? Just 256. 256 in the worship of the Lord. Holy Spirit, thou art God.
Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Omnipotent. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Omnipotent Father of mercy and grace, thou art welcome in this place.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank the Lord. Let me say, Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. We're talking about our hearts. Amen. He's in this building if we brought him with us in our hearts. So we give God glory this morning, and we give thanks and praise for allowing us to be here this morning. Thank the Lord. It's raining, but it's still a beautiful day. Amen. Thank God. Thank God for all that he has done for us and is continuing to do for us. We give honor to our pastor, Pastor Jenkins. We thank God for her also this morning. Pray that he will anoint her and give her the strength to stand and to do that which he has laid on her heart today as well. Our responsive reading is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 15 through 20.
Amen.
1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 15 through 20. Amen, amen. Thank the Lord.
Amen.
1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 15, through the end of the chapter. Know ye not that your bodies are the members of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them the members of an harlot? God forbid.
What? Know ye not that he which is joined to an harlot is one body? For two, saith he, shall be one flesh.
But he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit.
Flee fornication. Every sin that a man doeth is without the body, but he that committeth fornication sinneth against his own body.
What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? Together. For ye are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Amen. Praise our God. God would have our whole body and soul, mind and spirit be preserved blameless in him.
Amen.
Amen. Giving him glory. Because we're bought with a price. And that price was his son. So we thank God for his precious, precious word this morning. Again, so glad to be in the house of God. Glad to see the Beltons coming in. Good morning. Thank the Lord for you. Amen. Amen. Thank God. Well, we know that God is he sees where we are. He knows the desires of our heart. And we know that he hears our prayers. And so we're going to take our prayer requests to the Lord. We're going to ask if there are special requests for prayer. And we're going to ask, I feel led to, I don't know if Brother Reggie is down on the door. I feel led to ask him to pray and if someone else would take his position at the door when he comes to comes before us to pray.
Amen.
But I would like to let him know. I just feel led to call him to pray this morning.
Amen.
And so that he will know, you know, ahead, and will be in a position to hear all of the requests.
Amen.
Always want to do things decently and in order, and so we don't want him to be in a place where he didn't hear the requests. And so we're thankful for him and for his being here and being the doorkeeper this morning. But we want him to feel led to ask him to pray this morning. So we want him to be where he can hear the prayer before the prayer requests come, for him to be able to hear what the
Amen.
Requests are.
Amen.
So we thank the Lord and thank you, Brother Reggie. At this time, are there special requests for prayer, either by word of mouth or uplifted hand? Sister Carol. Amen. 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 Sister Carol says, remember her in prayer, all her family, unsaved family, and neighbors and friends, remembering each one in prayer.
Sister Blake, thank the Lord for his goodness and his mercy. Remember my neighbor, they lost their mother. And then my other neighbor, she passed, but remember her family, much in prayer. And Sister Webb, I hadn't looked at what her request was, but she said, remember them. They're all down sick.
Hmm.
Little Stanley had to be taken to Children's Hospital.
Oh.
They all had to go. They all went to Ohio Health. So remember them in prayer. She said it's the flu.
Amen. Amen. Again, remember the Webb family. They all are down sick with the flu, and little Stanley had to be taken to Children's Hospital, and they all went to Ohio Health. So remember them much in body and in soul. And remember Sister Jenkins, the family of the neighbor that she had who died. Remember that family much in prayer, and then remember the other family who lost their, was it their mother?
Yes.
Lost their mother. One of her neighbors lost their mother. So remember those families in prayer, and really all of the neighbors around her. Other requests, Sister Smith? Amen. Amen. Sister Smith said, remember all the children of the world, and especially those who come here for Sunday school and for services. And remember Sister Smith's unsaved loved ones as well. Sister Regina.
Remember me and Bonnie. Remember Deborah, she's going to need a knee replacement, they say in April. But she came over yesterday, brought me food and stuff. But keep praying your prayers.
Amen.
Erica, keep praying your prayers.
Amen.
Our niece, family.
Yes. Yes, ma'am. Amen. Sister Regina said to remember her daughter, Deborah, who will need to have a knee replacement in April. So remember her much in prayer, soul and body. And remember her, Sister Regina's granddaughter, remember Erica in prayer. Remember Shanice in prayer. Amen. And we're thankful that Deborah does for her mother and looks out for her mother. We thank God for that. We often acknowledge Sister Holmes' children who come in and do for her. And we also want to acknowledge that Deborah comes in and does and helps Sister Regina as well. And we thank God for that. And so we're praying for her body and soul.
Being a member of our family always means this world to all of us. Also, can be a member of DeAndre and I, our spoken unspoken request was for me to stay at home. So, can be a member of that. It's been worrying on DeAndre quite often.
Amen. Remember Sister Maria's request. Sickness and sniffles have gone through the children. She has started with Liam and has gone through each one. So remember them in body, that the Lord will bless and touch and heal them in a very special way. And the request that Sister Maria and Brother DeAndre have before the Lord regarding her wanting that part-time job so that she could remain to take care of her, to care for her children the way that she knows the Lord would have her to do. And so we know that God is able to give her the job that is needed. And so we're looking to God in prayer on that behalf. We're praying and we're believing that God is going to bring it right on through. Amen. And also remember her request for her in-laws, Brother DeAndre's family in Georgia. She said that that would like to have another situation, another setup, that the setup would change and that God would direct as to what he would have them to do. So just continue to, the Lord knows their hearts, the Lord knows what they need, what the desires of their heart is. And so we'll ask God to remember that request and work it out according to his will. Sister Melita. Amen. Sister Melita's request, thanking God for bringing Brother Brandon home safely from El Salvador. We thank God for that. That was a prayer that was on our hearts, and we thank God for that. And she said to remember his family, remember his children in a special way. They've been suffering with colds and so on, and said that it's not going quite as hard on Lauren. She said she's still going to school, but little Braylon is very congested and stuffed up, and so continue to remember him in prayer. God is able to touch him and heal him, enable him to breathe, and swallow and so on, because we understand that when you're little, especially when young, you don't know, as Sister Melita said, you don't know how to clear your throat. You don't know how to clear your sinuses and so on. So remember little Braylon much in prayer, and also remember Brother Brandon and Sister Chanel. Sister Melita said that they brought the illness into their household too. So continue to remember Sister Melita's household, and God would touch Sister Melita and her body as well. When you're caring for a little child, you have to be close to them, and you catch what they catch. So continue to remember Sister Melita in body as well. Sister Kiba.
Good morning.
Amen. 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 Remember Sister Kiba. Excuse me. Remember Sister Kiba. Much in prayer. We thank God that she is here. And remember her daughter who's traveling, who's coming to Columbus. We thank God for that and ask God to give her traveling mercies, that she'll arrive safely. And we just continue to remember her and again, so that God would keep her safe, and remember in her soul that she will have a desire to come to know about the Lord. Amen. And also we pray that you would remember Sister Kiba's son as well and keep her encouraged. She, you know, she's praying for her son. There are times when, you know, we're praying things and the Lord will reveal things, but we don't want to get discouraged. We're going to keep praying and toiling on. And so just continue to remember Sister Kiba, that the Lord will bless her, will bless her son and her daughter. We're thankful to the Lord that her daughter passed her test, passed her exam, and so we thank God for that. We want to acknowledge God in all things and thank him for his mercies.
Sister Blake just asked that you continue to remember me much in prayer and remember my neighbors around me, please. Amen. Charles especially. Lawrence.
Amen. Remember Sister Millicent. Remember her much in prayer and remember her neighborhood and all of her neighbors around her, in particular her neighbor named Lawrence, who needs our prayers. Brother Byron.
Thank the Lord to be here, saints, and thank the Lord for his blessings always. And keep my family in your prayers. For my wife, her sister, had a surgery on Thursday, and she's coming along now. I think that he's on her hip and scrape and bone. And she was in some pain, so they had to do some surgery there.
Mm-hmm.
So she said that she only has a couple more days or so in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Mary Jane, her older sister. So keep her in your prayers. Likewise, remember Jacob. I think he's on his way back in, but it takes like a month or
so. Yes.
But I think he's on his way back in. We'll be in February, possibly sometime.
Amen.
Remember him coming in. And likewise, remember Madeline and Kendall, and my wife and I. Yeah, we're starting to work out some marriage, responsibilities, I'll call them.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So, and my wife will have to, you know, naturally travel there a few times more than I will.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So just remember.
Amen. Amen. Yes. Amen. Yes, sir. Yes. Still kind of gurgly. Man. Remember Brother Byron. Remember him in body, first of all. The Lord will touch him and bless him even in this service. We thank God he's already touched him, that he's able to be here. He was kind of not feeling so well yesterday and early this morning, but God has blessed him thus far. And so we thank God for that and pray God would continue to be with him and touch him. Remember his family, much in prayer. Remember his children. We thank God that if it be his will, Jacob will be coming in towards home. So we thank God for keeping him and pray that God will continue to be with him. Also remember Madeline as she's beginning to make wedding plans and so on. And we understand that's a whole family affair. That's a whole family endeavor. And so continue to remember Madeline and Kendall. Remember Judy as well. As Brother Byron says, she'll be perhaps we're doing more traveling back and forth than he will. So we ask traveling mercies as she goes and helps her daughter and picking out venues and dresses and so on, arrangements. So we ask God to bless her, keep her safe as she travels, and also to remember Judy's sister, Mary Jane, who had surgery, and on her hip, that God will be merciful, that God will bless. Brother Byron says she may be going home in 2 days or so, and so we understand with that God's already had mercy, God's already blessed, or she wouldn't be going home. But we ask God to continue his healing power and his mercy upon her. Other requests?
Mr. Blake, I wanted to ask also, remember my girlfriend Patty, her brother Mark has congestive heart failure. He's in the hospital. I told her I would keep him in prayer. So I said, you remember Mark. Much in prayer.
Amen, amen. Most of us remember Mark, or her friend's brother who has congestive heart failure. Remember him much in prayer. Amen.
Remember Sister Blake, the homeless man.
Yes. His name's Michael. Amen. It's a homeless man. When we came in this morning for Sunday school, as Sister said, just wanted to get out. It was under the awning out there, just wanting to get out of the rain for a little while. And Sister Jenkins told him that we have an awning in the back and asked him if he had anything to eat. And so she went down and made a little bag for him and directed him, you know, up here, the steps at the back to sit under the awning out of the rain, and so he'd have a little bit of something to eat. And so his name is Michael. So remember him much in prayer. Amen. And he was very thankful for that. Amen. Yes, Sister India, glad to see you this morning.
Amen. Yes, just remember my daughter, and also, Lord, remember Infinity this morning. Lord, let her know that when I asked her to pray, when I asked her to just give glory into God, I'm not punishing you. I'm not trying to make you feel bad. I'm just trying to put into you our Christian lifestyle and what needs to be done. It's the only answer I know. It's the only answer that I can give her. So just remember her as a title, but as Mother Holiday Day, that's my holiday.
Lord bless you.
Even when they're young, they listen.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else,
mm-hmm.
they listen to that.
Mm-hmm.
So just keep just pray for her so she can understand that I'm not being mean to her when I talk about our God or when I say kneel down and pray. When I can't give you the answers, when I can't do it, I know somebody who can, and that's our Lord Jesus Christ. So just remember us, and remember my church family. I love them dearly. And thanks for everything, dude. Just remember my church family. And everybody, the church of Springfield, just everybody that we are connected to, remember us.
Amen. Amen, amen. And he said, remember her, remember Infinity, remember Innocence. And we know that the Word of God says, train up a child in the way they should go. And when they're old, they'll not depart from it. So parents have a responsibility to bring children up in the nurture and admonition of God, that they may learn to fear God and to know God. And when they come to an understanding of what salvation is, sin and salvation, that they can come and be saved. Amen. That's the preparation that parents make for their children. Yeah. All general requests. Amen. Amen. We all need something from the Lord. Hey, yes. Amen. Amen, Sister Holmes. Thank the Lord for the prayers on her behalf and for her children to help. After the hymn of meditation, we'll ask Brother Reggie Jackson to come before us in prayer. And if anyone feels to come and kneel at the altar or go to the prayer room. That's be free in the spirit. Take your liberty in the spirit.
Amen. Can we turn in our worship to the Lord to page 343? 343, sweet hour of prayer. 343. Sweet hour of prayer. Thank the Lord. He gives us the opportunity to come to him. Sweet hour of prayer.
Sweet hour of prayer. Sweet.
Thank you this morning, Lord,
Amen.
For how you blessed us, Lord,
Amen.
How you woke us up in our right mind.
Amen.
We thank you, Lord, for all your blessings
Amen.
Throughout this last year and even into this new year, Lord. We thank you for that. And Lord, we have unsaved loved ones,
Amen.
All of us, Lord.
Amen.
And Lord, we're going to pray for them. I'm going to pray for my family, Lord,
Amen.
My unsaved children. Grandchildren,
yes.
Nieces, nephews,
my
uncles, aunts, and uncles.
Yes.
Lord, I'm praying for my two brothers, Lord,
yes.
that they would fully surrender to you, Lord.
Yes.
So, Lord, we're going to ask you, Lord, that you move upon them in a mighty way.
Amen.
Remember my son, Ricky,
Amen.
My grandchildren, Lord, who are unsaved, Lord. That you move upon them in a mighty way. Help me, Lord, to be an example before them, Lord, to let my light shine, Lord. And Lord, we're praying this morning for the saints, Lord, who have unsaved loved ones. Lord, we know that that's something that we pray for each and every day,
Amen.
Day and night, that our loved ones would fully surrender to thee, Lord. So, Lord, we're going to ask you to remember each and every one of them that put their request before you this morning, Lord. We ask you to remember Brother Byron, Sister Carol, Lord.
Yes.
We're praying for Sister Millicent, Lord, who asked for her neighbors, Lord. You know, some of them have co-workers, Lord, who need salvation, Lord. And so, Lord, we're going to ask you, Lord, that you remember all of them, Lord. Remember, Lord, my neighbors and co-workers, Lord, who need salvation, Lord. Friends, cousins, nephews, nieces, aunts, and uncles, Lord, who need salvation, Lord. We're asking you, Lord, to move upon them in a mighty way, Lord. And, Lord, we're going to thank you this morning, Lord, for how you remembered the sick and shut in, Lord.
Amen.
Those in the hospitals, the nursing homes, and those in their homes. And, Lord, even here in church, Lord, Sister Carol and Sister Holmes, Lord, Sister Jenkins, Sister Blake, Lord, that you touch their bodies. Lord, we're praying for Sister Sister Blake's sister. I can't forget her name, but Lord, we're not forgetting that, Lord. So we're asking you, Lord, that you would move upon. Remember Sister Webb's family, Lord, in a special way, Lord. We ask you to put your mighty healing hands upon her, Lord, and her family, Lord, in a special way. We know there's a lot of sickness going on around here and everywhere, Lord. So we're asking you, Lord, that you would touch them, Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Remember my family, Lord, that has some sickness in it, Lord, that you would touch them, Lord, with thy mighty healing hands, Lord. And I, not forgetting, Lord, how you bless me.
Amen. Amen.
Strengthen me. My time, Lord.
Amen.
You was with me day and night.
Amen.
And I thank you for it, Lord.
Amen.
How you brought me through it.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
And I ask you to continue to be with me.
Amen.
To give me strength.
Amen.
My mind.
Yes.
My body.
Yes.
Help me be an example. Before my family,
amen.
Friends,
amen.
Co-workers,
amen.
And I thank you, Lord, for all that you've done for me.
Amen.
Our people have been so nice.
Lord,
the things that were said, the people gave me. I'm so thankful for it. For all blessings from on high, Lord. Each and every day. So, Lord, we're going to ask you to remember, Lord, the sick and shed in here. The requests that were brought before you, Lord, that you look down on each and every one of them. Lord, we're praying for, like, Brother Byron, Lord, who asked for prayer for his family, Lord. Sister Millicent asked for prayer for her family and friends, co-workers. Sister Melita, her family. Sister and Brother DeAndre, they asked for prayer, Lord. You already know what they needed.
Amen.
Before I even came up here, Lord. You
know
what they stand in need of. So, Lord, we're going to ask you to look down on them today. Strengthen them, Lord. Remember their families, Lord. They have needs, Lord. Brother DeAndre's family in Georgia, he asked for prayer for them, Lord. So we're going to ask you, Lord, that you would remember that family, Lord, in a special way, Lord. And we ask you to remember Sister Jenkins, Lord, her family, Lord, in a special way. Sister Millicent, we ask you to remember Sister India today, Lord, who asked for prayer for her daughter, Lord, raising her daughter, Lord. We know as a young parent, Lord, she needs all the help she can get.
Amen.
From the, I remember how my mother used to teach us to pray. So, Lord, I know what it's like.
Amen.
Raising my children, Lord, teaching them how to pray.
Amen.
Before they ate. You know, before they go to bed to say their prayers, Lord. So all of those things, even as a young person, you remember the teaching that you got. So, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for her coming out and asking for strength and guidance. Give her wisdom and knowledge from on high, Lord. My God in heaven, thank you. Lord, we ask you to remember Sister Jenkins today as she delivers the message, Lord. We're asking you to look down on her, give her wisdom and knowledge from on high. We're thanking you, Lord, for our Lord each day that she sends that message on the phone, Lord, teaching us, Lord, how to go through the day, live each moment, each hour. And, Lord, we thank you for that. You've given her wisdom and knowledge to do that, Lord. Remember those who are out on the phones today, on the computer, Lord, listening to the word, Lord, that's going to go out. Let us sit with open hearts and minds to hear the word and be obedient to it, Lord. My God in heaven, Lord, and we're going to continue to ask you to remember all those around the world, Lord, who have lost loved ones, Lord, that you look down on them, strengthen them, Lord. Comfort them in their hour of need, Lord. We just ask you, Lord, remember sick and shut in everywhere, Lord. Those on our prayer list, Lord, even today, Lord, here. I remember Brother Benton, not forgetting him, Lord, that he needs prayer from us, Lord. And Brother Byron, each and every day on the prayer list, Lord. There's a lot of them, Lord, that I can't call by name, but I know I have cousins and that are sick in different parts of the country, Lord, that have asked me to pray for them, Lord. So I'm praying, dear Heavenly Father, for them, Lord, that you look down on them, Lord, and touch them with their mighty healing hands. And we just thank you in advance for what you've already done and what you will do, Lord.
Amen.
My God in heaven, thank you, Lord, for blessing me to be able to get up this morning and read the word and be obedient to it. And I just ask you to be with me throughout this day, throughout this week. Lead, guide, and direct me in everything I say and do. In Jesus' name I pray. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Praise
God.
Amen.
Thank you,
Lord.
Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord.
Amen.
Bless the Lord. Lord, amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank the Lord.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Thank God.
Amen.
Thank Lord for the spirit of prayer. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Bless the Lord.
Praise God.
He has done great.
Yes, he has.
Amen. Praise.
Thank God. God for the spirit of prayer.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God. Before we bring in our tithes and offerings, we're going to look to the Lord in prayer. We thank God for all that he has provided. And he has provided so much.
Amen. All that we could need, he has provided.
Amen.
Amen. Think of the song, great is thy faithfulness.
Mm-hmm.
All I have needed, thy hand hath provided.
Amen.
Great is thy faithfulness unto me.
Amen.
Thank God for
Amen.
His love and his eye. All-seeing eye, he can see what we will need, not what we need now, but what we will need even, and make provision for us.
Amen.
We thank God for his goodness.
Amen.
He's allowed us to see this last Sunday in January.
My. Already.
It was a time when it seemed that January was one of the longest months, but it seems like it's gone very quickly.
31
days. Yes, yes. And so we thank God for all that he has done for us
Amen.
This month. This being the last Sunday of the month, a special offering for today is for missionaries.
Amen.
And as we file by and place our tithes and offerings into the plates, we may place that missionary offering into the center plate, and our tithes and offerings will go on either side. We'll look to the Lord in prayer. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you again, dear God, thanking you, Lord, for your goodness to us.
Amen.
Always praising you, dear God. We come to you, Lord, with thanksgiving in our hearts, dear God, and praise on our lips, for you are Almighty God. We thank you, Lord, for what you have done for us. We thank you, Lord, for making us your people. Even the scripture says, who were not a people, but now are the people of God, who had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. And so, Lord, we thank you, dear God, for your grace, dear God. And Lord, all that you have given us, Lord, for our soul and spirit, dear God, as well as food for our bodies and clothing for our backs and roofs over our heads. Lord, we just thank you, dear God, for what you have done for us. And even, Lord, that you have provided that allows us, Lord, to help someone else. For we, Lord, we know, Lord, we have a duty to do that as well. Lord, we pray, dear God, as we bring in our tithes and offerings, Lord, that you would receive them, dear God. For, Lord, we're bringing them in obedience to your word, dear Father. And so, Lord, this is not an option on our part as to whether to bring in our tithes and offerings. But, Lord, we realize, dear God, that, Lord, when we serve you, Lord, this is what we ought to do. This is what we are duty-bound to do. Lord, this is what you have instructed us to do. This is what you have commanded us to do, Lord, on the first day of the week. Lord, we thank you, dear Father, that you have blessed us, Lord, and we pray, Father, that you would receive these tithes and offerings and that you would use them according to your divine will. We pray, Lord, that you would multiply them as only you can, dear Father, as we have seen you multiply them, dear God. Lord, that souls might be blessed. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless each gift and each giver, and that you would use both to your glory and honor, dear Father. Lord, not only in the monetary way, dear God, but Lord, we pray, dear God, that our time and our talents, Lord, would all be given to thee. Lord, that our heart's devotion, dear God, would be given to thee, dear Father. Lord, that we might serve thee acceptably, dear God, in full surrender, Lord, to your will and to your way. Have your way in our hearts and minds, dear God, and please receive these offerings, dear God. Show us, dear Father, give us wisdom, dear God, as to what your will is, dear God, is to be done with these. And truly, Lord, we will give you the glory and praise. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I'm going to change the song here, was requested. I'm on the battlefield.
Oh, I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. Oh,
for my Lord, and I promised him that I would serve him till I die. I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. Oh,
battlefield for my Lord. Praise God. Amen. We understand that battle may not be easy. Battles mean that there's an opposition. There's someone who's opposed to us.
Amen.
But we can be victorious. We can have that assurance, that in our Sunday school lesson, that assurance that Joshua had. Because the Lord told him that the battle would be his. The Lord is going to fight that battle. The Lord will fight our battles as long as we keep our hand in his hand. Thank
Amen.
God. Amen. Stay on the battlefield. Amen. Don't turn tail and run.
Amen.
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 We're not going to be a coward.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen. We're talking to another song. We're saying keep on the firing line.
Yes. Yeah. We must fight.
We must fight. Be brave against all evil. Never run nor even lag behind. If you would win for God and right, just keep on the firing line. Amen.
Praise
God. Amen. One of those verses says, cowards in the conflict will not find a place. So keep on the firing line. Jesus said he's going to prepare a place for us. But if we want that place, and we've got to keep on the firing line. Amen. We've got to stay on the battlefield.
Amen.
For the Lord.
Amen.
Thank God for his goodness and his assurance. And he can give us strength. The scripture, the Apostle Paul said, when I am weak, then am I strong. Mm-hmm. Amen. We understand that's because he's not depending on his own strength.
Amen.
Depending upon the strength from the Lord.
Amen.
So we'll stand for a word of prayer before our pastor brings the word. Thank God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you, Lord. We thank you, dear God, for power in thee, dear God. Oh, we thank you for victory in Jesus, dear
Amen.
Lord. Father, we thank you, dear God, because we know, dear God, that we are on the winning side, dear God. And so, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would help us, dear God, to receive your word. Lord, you've already prepared our hearts, dear Father. And so, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless us, dear God, and help us, Lord, to give attention to the preaching of your word, dear God. Give us, dear God, understanding in your spirit, dear God. Lord, that we may receive it, dear God, and receive it. Your word says, with all thy getting, get understanding, dear God. Because, Lord, we don't want to misunderstand anything in your word, dear God. And we know, Lord, it's not your will, Lord, that we have misunderstand, dear God, or walk around, dear God, with a misconceived notion in our minds, Lord. But we know, Lord, that your Spirit will guide us into all truth, dear God.
Amen.
We thank you, dear God, that Brother Byron preached about truth yesterday, dear
Amen.
God, at the food pantry. What is truth? Lord,
Amen.
We thank you, dear God, because of the truth of your eternal word, dear
Amen.
God, and your spirit to guide us into all truth,
Amen.
Dear God, so that we might know how to live, dear God, before we die.
Amen.
Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would anoint our hearts, dear God, to receive all of the truth of your word, dear God. Lord, that we may live thereby. Lord, that we might not be overtaken by the pitfalls and snares of Satan. Brother Byron preached to us that we needed to know truth before we could understand truth, before we could be able to discern between truth and error. So, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would teach us your truth, dear God, that we might know how to walk, that we might know how to stand, dear God, even in this evil day, in this evil and dark day, dear God. Lord, we have the light of your word, dear God. So help us, dear God, to receive all of it. And we ask, Lord, your anointing, even as Brother Reggie prayed, Lord, we ask your anointing on our pastor, dear God, to preach your truth, dear God, Lord, to our hearts and minds, dear God, that we may be nourished up in thee, that we may be fed in thee, Lord, that we might build up ourselves on our most holy faith, dear God, in thee, according to your divine word. And Lord, if there are those who are listening, dear God, who are not saved, oh Lord, we know Brother Reggie prayed for the unsaved everywhere, dear God. And Lord, we're praying, dear God, that they would receive your eternal word, dear God, and be converted, dear God, and turn, dear God, from the ways of death into life eternal.
Amen.
This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Our pastor, Pastor Renee Jenkins.
Amen. Good afternoon. We truly thank the Lord for the service thus far, and thank God for the devotional service. Thank God for each and every one being out today, and thank God for you, Sister Blake, and the beautiful prayers that have been rendered. Thank God for the heartfelt prayer he gave to Brother Reggie Jackson. I thank God for this dear brother. Let us continue to hold him up in prayer. Oh, what a beautiful prayer. Oh, I could feel it was from the brother's heart. And I thank God that God uses each and every one of us to his glory and to his honor. And I thank God for you, Sister Blake. And thank God how God uses us all. Using us, saints of God. And so let's not get discouraged in any way whatsoever, but continue to fight on, as Sister said, the good fight of faith. And thank God for that, because our God is so good, and he's been good to us. And it's good to see everyone out and here in the house of the Lord. And that song, I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. Got to stay on the battlefield because it's a battlefield. Amen, Sister Indy? It's a battlefield out there. The battlefield. So we have to stay on it for our Lord. We don't, you know, we promise him that we would serve him till we die. That's a promise. We gotta stay with it. Amen? We're still in the land of living, so we got to stay right on with the Lord. Amen. Don't let these little things that, you know, turn us around or keep us from serving God, but let us continue to run on for the Lord.
Amen.
To run on for the Lord in faith. Amen. In our hearing, we read 1 Corinthians, the 6th chapter, 15 through 20. I trust you have your Bibles and something to write with, and so that you can write down the word of God and maybe go home and look at it a little later on or later on in the week if you have time. I know we all have busy schedules, but, you know, if you have a little time to go back and maybe, you know, peruse over top of the scriptures a little bit more, because we can only give you so much on Sunday morning, but we thank God that we can always bring anything back. We have Wednesday night. If there's a question, we have enough wisdom from God that's on the phone that can help out. Amen. Under the leadership of our dear brother Byrene. And so we can, you know, there's things that God would have for us to do to make sure that we are still in the straight and narrow way. Amen?
Amen.
So we thank God for each and every one. Let us look at 1 Corinthians 6, verse 17, to get the subject that the Lord has been blessing us with. That we've been, this is part two of it, and I know there's going to be a part three, Lord willing. And so I just say, saints, let's strap up and let's be on for this ride with the Lord. Amen? Because there's so much in this word. As Brother Byrene said to us yesterday, there was so much more on truth that he had to give that he could have given us. But, you know, due to some time, we run out of time. But, you know, we still have to give what the Lord would have us to give. And then we take that and we sit down and meditate on that a little while so that we can, because we can't get it all at once. Amen. But we need to be able to meditate so that we're able to be able to say, Lord, I understood what you were saying. I hear it, and I want to be able to sit down and just let it digest in me a little bit. Amen? After you sit down and eat a good meal, and at Thanksgiving time, you sit down and digest it, right? So that you can get up and get some more. Amen? A little later on. Amen? Well, same thing with the Word of God.
Amen.
Get a little now, hear a little, there a little. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Line upon line. Amen. Precept upon precept. Line upon line.
Hear a little there.
That's right. So get a little right now and then go home and get a little bit more later on, and maybe later on in the week or however the Lord bless us to be able to. Amen. Amen. Lord bless. Amen. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 17 reads, but he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. And as the Lord leads, I would like to continue sharing some thoughts with you on the subject, united with Christ Jesus. United with Christ Jesus. And as we stated on last Lord's Day, when we are united with Christ, it includes God's complete salvation plan. His entire, for mankind's entire being. His plan includes regeneration in our spirit. It includes transformation in our soul and a complete transfiguration of our body, spirit, mind, and soul. It means now that we are saved, we are separated from this old world of sin, that we are now living a life that is worthy of the vocation wherewith we are called. And we also understand that we cannot serve two masters. Saints of God, do we understand what the Lord Jesus Christ said in Matthew, the 6th chapter, verse 24? When he said, no man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon, meaning you cannot serve God and the world. You cannot serve God and have one foot in the house of God and the other in the world. There's no neutrality in God whatsoever. There's no worldliness in God whatsoever. You got to come to Almighty God and give him your whole service. He doesn't want half-heartedness with his people, but God wants us to put our whole heart in his service and do what he asks of us. Amen?
Amen.
So then when we sing, I'm on the battlefield for the Lord, we can truly say, I'm on the battlefield for the Lord. Amen? Praise our God. You see, we cannot identify with the world and God at the same time. We cannot continue to serve Satan when we are professing to be saved. If you are trying to do so, you make God out to be a liar. You can't serve God and both mammon. Our lives, our actions, our words, our thoughts continuously announced who is our Father. Is it God Almighty in heaven? Or is our Father Satan? As Jesus said in the Word of God, you are of your father, the devil. My, my, my. It's a lot in the Word of God that we've got to understand when we say we're united with Christ Jesus. You see, Jesus' call to follow him is a call for us to abandon our old life, abandon our old master. And that old master was Satan himself. In Matthew, the 9th chapter, verse 9, he called Matthew from the tax collector's booth. He said, follow me. Matthew obeyed and he walked away from extravagant wealth and dirty deals. In Mark, the 1st chapter, 16 through 18, Jesus called Peter, James, and John from the fishing dock. He said, come ye after me and I will make you to become fishers of men. He meant to want them to obey Jesus' call. It meant that they had to leave everything behind, everything they knew, everything they worked for to follow after Jesus Christ. In Acts, the 9th chapter, Jesus called Paul and he said, for I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake. Saints of God, if we want to make it in, we must forsake everything else, no matter the cost. We're told these words in Luke, the 9th chapter, verse 23. Turn with me there for a moment. He said, if any man, these are the words of Jesus. He said, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. I know that this is hard for many to receive because they feel that their wealth, their job, their prestige in this world means something. But as the commentator in one of our lessons this quarterly wrote these words, he said, a man may be honorable in the world, but a wretch before God. The commentator also said, if we want Jesus to remain in our lives, we must let him know we want him there. That Christianity is not imitating Christ. It is Christ living in us. We're not trying to pretend to be in Christ, but it's Christ that is living in us. Oh, these are some true statements for us, saints of God. They were little commentator, little sections, that little notes on there that commentator left for us in our Sunday school lessons. The other day, while I was traveling, on my way to Sister Maria's, and I was praying as I was traveling, the Lord, I believe, was giving me a message to work on, a message entitled Privileged, and letting us know that we as the people of God are privileged. You see, throughout the scripture, God seeks to inform us as his children about how truly special you and I are to him and how truly privileged we are. We're told these words in Ephesians, the 1st chapter, verse 3. He lets us know that we have every spiritual blessing in heavenly places. Look at what he says there in that scripture reading. Praise our God. He said, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings. Do you believe that this afternoon? Do you believe you've been blessed with all spiritual blessings? Or do you believe it's just that when everything is going well, that I'm spiritually blessed? No, you can still be blessed in hard times. Amen. You can still be blessed when you're going through a situation. Amen. You can still be blessed even when the doctor comes in and gives you some grim news and says maybe you have cancer or you may have a tumor or you may have this or you may have that. You can still be blessed with all spiritual blessings and heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Because see, that heavenly place where you are in Christ Jesus is wherever you might be. Because when you say you're united with Christ Jesus, that says you're one with Christ Jesus. And everywhere we go, that means Christ Jesus is with us. Amen. Even in the doctor's office. In Romans, the 8th chapter, verse 17, we are co-heirs with Christ. In the Beatitudes, in Matthew, the 5th chapter, 3 to verse 11, the kingdom of heaven is ours and ours alone. And then after the Beatitudes, we are called in verses 13 and 14, the salt and light of the earth. I thank God, as Brother Jackson was praying, he said, Lord, let me be light
to my family that is not saved. Amen?
Amen.
Oh, saints of God, that's something. Did you hear as the Lord, what God was working with brother in the prayer? He said, let me be light. He said, I want to be light to my unsaved loved one. And the Bible tells us that we are the light of the world. He says in Matthew, the 5th chapter, you think about these words. When we're out there in the world, when we're on our jobs, when we're there and people are making fun of us and saying everything they can say about us, remember one thing. As Matthew 5, verse 14 says, ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hill. You're up here. Amen? You're set on a hill. You can't be hid. You are shining brightly as Jesus Christ is working with you, even on your job. You may say, well, Sister Renee, all around me is nothing but a bunch of devils. And yes, I know, because I've worked in places where there's been nothing but a bunch of that, but you still can be a light in the midst of all them devils. Amen? You can be the one that's doing what God would have you to do. You don't have to join in on all the gossip and all the stuff, mayhem that's going on. But you are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Oh, but he didn't stop there. He said, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good work and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Praise our God. Do you remember our little vacation Bible school song, This Little Light of Mine? I'm going to let it shine. Oh, we got to let it shine, saints of God. That wasn't only just for Bible school. Amen? That's every day. We got to let it shine. Amen? Let it shine till Jesus comes. I'm going to let it shine. Amen. Because, oh, saints of God, our world needs to see the light of Jesus Christ in us. Our world needs to see there's a difference. Praise our God. God wants us to know how special we are so that we can live out his high calling in Christ Jesus. You see, the high calling of God is not just an ordinary call for God's people, but a special call from heaven. It requires you and me to go beyond what may be considered acceptable to man in this life and to live a life of total surrender to the will of God. Not my will, but thine will be done. We must be willing to suffer some things. We must be willing to endure all things for Christ's name's sake. That's what it means to take up our cross and follow Jesus. Brother spoke about this on yesterday, a little bit at the pantry, when he spoke about what is Bible truth. Oh, what a beautiful message we heard on yesterday about the truth of God's word. And I remember brother saying, I'm not even finished. I've still got more scripture. Because when you get digging into the word of God, you can find the truth of God's word in his word. Amen? Praise our God. As we have said from time to time, Bible truth is lacking in many religious circles. I know people don't come here because many don't want to hear the truth of God's word. Many want to continue living in error because they believe that it will be okay in the judgment day, but not so. Not so. You're going to stand before Almighty God. Anyone that has come in contact and been in this house of God in any form, even if it's in a funeral, they have heard the truth of God's word.
Amen.
And you're going to be held accountable for that truth. If you come into the food pantry, and you sit down and hear the word of God. You've heard truth. Amen? And even if you don't want to come in, as some have found a way to circumvent that, they found a way to go around it. Oh, but that's all right, because God has truth put inside the basket. Amen?
Amen.
God has literature. He has Sister Blake and Brother Blake sit down, and they stuff these little packages and stick them in there with all kinds of tracts and all kinds of information. So truth is all around. You cannot come to this house of God and not get truth.
Amen.
And go away and think, well, I can continue to live like I'm living. No, because you're going to have to answer to the truth of God's eternal word. Amen. Praise our God. As the Bible says in John 8, verse 32, ye shall know the truth, and the truth, not Sister Renee, not Sister Blake, not Brother Byron or any other person that teaches the word of God, shall make you free. It's the truth is what makes us free. You see, but the truth of God's word, that's what it will do. It will turn you around. It'll have you walk in the straight and narrow way.
Amen.
Praise our God. Bible truth is freedom. Freedom in him.
And see, without truth, we cannot serve God, as brother said yesterday, acceptably. I say to you that if you find what I'm saying difficult to accept, or if you find in these messages hard to receive, Paul said to young Timothy in 2 Timothy 2, verse 9, he said, consider what I say in the Lord, give you understanding in all things. Brother Byrene shared with us a scripture from Daniel 10 yesterday, how Daniel had a vision from God. And he said in verse 21, but I will show thee that which is noted in the scripture of truth. Everything I have been asked to preach comes from the Spirit of God, and it comes directly from the Word of God. I'm responsible for preaching the truth of God's eternal word, the Bible truth. I'm not to stand up here and teach you a lie. I take seriously the scriptures that admonish me to preach the word of God. I'm told in Hebrew, told in Hebrews, the 13th chapter, the Bible speaks about the spiritual watchman and your accountability. Look at what he says there in Hebrews 13. Turn with me there for a moment. And look at what he says in verse 17. He says, obey them that have the rule over you and submit yourselves, for they watch for you. So God doesn't want you to be subservient to me. No, that's not what he's saying. But what he's saying, obey them that have the rule over you. Submit yourselves, for they watch for your soul. We have a responsibility to watch for the souls of mankind. He said, as they must give an account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you. It's a responsibility that God has given me, that I have to give an account for what I am saying, what I am doing. Also, I encourage you to read Ezekiel 33, which speaks about the watchman's duty. I too must make it in. Therefore, I will be obedient to my calling. I've got to be obedient to what thus saith the Lord. You see, the word of God tells me in 1 Corinthians 9, verse 14, even so has the Lord ordained that they which preach the gospel should live of the gospel. I'm not exempt from what I'm preaching. I too must live righteous life. I too must forsake all to serve Jesus. I too must read, study, meditate upon the word of God. And I can't forsake the assembling of myself together. I've got to be here in the house of God just like you, brethren. I've got to be here where God will have me to be. I've got to be on time to the service. I got to be in my place when my king shall call for me. Because God has a responsibility for me to teach the word of God. I'm not here, as the Apostle Paul said to the believers at Corinth. He came not to them with enticing words of man's wisdom, but he came in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. Praise our God. I encourage you to read 1 Corinthians 2. I say also to the saints. Paul said also to the saints, I should say, at Galatia. He told them that he did not come to please men. He said there in that Galatians 1, verse 10, he said, for if I yet please men, I should not be the servant of Christ. I didn't come here to please men, but I came to please Almighty God. My duty, as the word of God said, is to make a people prepared for the Lord, make people ready to meet God. We've got to be ready, saints of God. As Brother Byrene has said to us many times, we got to be ready. Time is winding up. See, this past week, I shared with Sister Blake downstairs, and I'll share it with you. This past week, I've heard of 3 deaths. Some I've known, and the one I did not know. I told Sister Blake, the sister in Zanesville, she was on the morning text. And I just had a text from her telling me, Sister Renee, keep preaching the word of God. Keep teaching it. Don't stop. And the next thing I know, I got a text on last Lord's Day that said she died. And she had just sent me that text on last Thursday. And then on Sunday, she died. And then my neighbor directly across the street, our driveways run right into each other. I told Sister Blake that oftentimes I'm delivering her mail because a mailman has a problem with putting her mail in her box but puts it in my box, our box. So I go over and deliver her mail to me, and she tells me I'm her personal mailman. And she always laugh about that and talk. And she turned around and she was there. I told Sister Blake the last time I saw her, and I was sharing with Sister Kiba too. Last time I saw her was in December. I took her mail over. And I remember because I recall her wishing me Merry Christmas. She said, Merry Christmas to you. And then Brother Tony and I were told on yesterday that she died of complications from the flu. And the neighbor that was telling me that she had got the call, she also said to me, her husband's mother died. And they've been running back and forth to Cincinnati. Time is winding up. Souls are perishing. And we, you and I, have a responsibility to rescue the perishing. We have a responsibility to preach the word of God. We cannot compromise on the truth of God's word. As Brother brought to us on Wednesday night, we can't compromise in any fashion. Whether we have empty pews or full pews, we've got to teach the word of God. We've got to let souls know that Jesus Christ is returning. You see, sin has ruined our country. Look at our lawmakers. They are so corrupt, they are even stumbling over their own lies. They can't even keep track of them half the time. The sins of our country are coming back now to haunt us. We're seeing it on every hand. You know, God does not overlook sin as mankind wants you to believe or as the devil wants you to believe. Oh, but something is coming. Consequences are coming. You can't sin against God and continue to go on. But we're now seeing the generation after generation picking up the sins from the prior generation. That's why it's important for us to train up our children in the way they should go. We've heard that all this morning. We've heard that even when Sister gave her testimony about raising her child. And, oh, we understand, Sister India, because many of us have raised our own children in these day and time. We've been out there raising our children up and training them in the way they should go and bringing them to the house of God so they can hear the word of God. At the time when I was raising up Maria, and even I think being the time when I was coming on, they talked about evolution and that you were born from all these different animals and various things, basically the ape or monkey. Oh, and that's not what the word of God taught. The word of God teaches that God breathed into man the breath of life and man became a living being. But that's what we were being taught back then. And that's what in schools and people were getting marked off on the questions on the exams and various things. But see, we've got to stand for truth, as Brother said yesterday, and righteousness and holiness unto the Lord. We can't give in. We got to teach our children. His brother was praying about it. As his parents taught him, when you go to school, our children got to sit down and pray over their meals. They can't be ashamed of Jesus Christ. They got to see in you, saints of God, that we're not ashamed of Jesus either. We're not ashamed when we're out at the restaurant. And we're sitting there in the restaurant packed full of people. And they get ready to bring. We should be at right there at the table. Let us bow our heads. And let us open up, offer up a word of prayer. Most waitresses and waiters, they'll stop and allow you to pray. They don't interfere. Amen? Amen. But we can't be ashamed that when we get in our cars in this parking lot and we go out there, we should also always sit down and offer up a prayer to Almighty God. We should never take that for granted that, oh, I God's going to take me down the road where you can get just down here on Wayne Avenue and have an accident. Amen? Or to just do this stop sign right here, the way these cars are driving up and down the roadway. But we can't be ashamed of God. Amen? And we cannot definitely compromise on God's word. Praise our God. Praise our God. You have to live righteously, soberly and godly in this present world. So that as our scripture text says, know that we are joined or united unto the Lord as one spirit. Praise God. Last Lord's Day, we left off speaking about how our new life in Christ is what righteousness, righteous living ought to look like. We are called to live in the spirit and truth with our Christian brethren. We're called to walk in holiness all the days of our lives and to live godly in Christ Jesus. Our lives are to be an open and honest book for all to read. People should be able to look at you and say, oh, there's something different about her. Praise our God. Our lives are not to be hidden behind some hypocritical mask of lies and deceit. But people ought to see Jesus Christ in you and I. We're not fabricating holiness. We have to put away all falsehood and teach things that are true. Be truth and love. Speak it in love to individuals. Our children need to know that too. We skim through Acts, the 5th chapter, speaking about Ananias and Sapphira sinning against the Holy Spirit. and how God's judgment of Ananias and Sapphira was harsher than Peter's stern words when Peter said, "Why hath Satan filled thine heart to lie to the Holy Ghost?" The Bible tells us the couple died because of their sin of lying against the Holy Ghost. I asked you, if you haven't read it, read Acts 5. Read the entire scripture so that you'll know what the Word of God says. Praise God. Turn with me for a moment to Matthew, the 12th chapter. Praise our God. Jesus in this scripture speaks to us about the unforgivable sin. I've had people ask me, "Well, Sister Renee, what's the unpardonable sin?" But look at what Jesus said here in verse 31. He says, "Wherefore I say unto you, all manner of sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven unto men, but the blasphemy against the Holy Ghost." See, be careful. You know, people want to say, "Well, what does it mean, blasphemy against the Holy Ghost? What does that mean?" Oh, you know, when somebody represents Almighty God. You see, our unctioning comes from Almighty God. It's the Spirit that speaketh through us, the Spirit of God that gives us the words. It's the Spirit of God that helps us with the messages that we bring. The Word of God, Jesus back in Matthew, the 10th chapter, verse 20, said, "For it is not ye that speak, but the Spirit of your Father which speaketh in you." And so if you come before the saint of God and they're working, I'm standing in the Spirit of truth, and you come and try to lie before Almighty God, remember that's blasphemy. Because that's what happened with Ananias and Sapphira. He said, "All manner of sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven unto men, but the blaspheme against the Holy Ghost shall not be forgiven unto men. And whosoever speaketh a word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven him. But whosoever speaketh against the Holy Ghost," oh, you think about that. That goes deep, saints of God. "It shall not be forgiven him, neither in this world, neither in the world to come." Meaning you can never be saved. That's what I understand that to mean. Amen?
Amen.
You cannot be saved. Be careful. You hear a lot of times people get up because I believe the Spirit of the Lord is residing with us here in this house of God. We hear people come in here and say a whole lot of things. We hear people get up, "Oh, I'll be back. I'll be this. I'll do this. I'm going to serve the Lord." And then they go away. We don't see him forever, ever, ever. Oh, be careful. Because the Spirit of God is reigning in the house of God. And he says there, "It shall not be forgiven him, neither in this world, neither in the world to come." So that means your destination will be hell. Amen? Lord, have mercy on souls. People need to understand the truth of God's word. Well, you got to learn how to live before we die. Amen? Praise our God. As we stated on last Lord's Day, let us be careful to be honest in all of our dealings. We don't want dishonesty to be named among us as the people of God. I know that our world is full of deceit. Lying has become acceptable in our society today. Lying is more popular to do than for people to tell the truth. But nevertheless, God is not pleased. His word still stands. We're told in the 101st division of Psalms, verse 7, "He that worketh deceit shall not dwell within my house. He that telleth lies shall not tarry in my sight." Also in Proverbs 12, verse 22 says, "Lying lips are an abomination to the Lord." You see, what is lacking today in many who profess to be believers is the same thing that is lacking in our society today. As a whole, people have lacked integrity. We're seeing that right now. For people who profess to be saved, they have no integrity whatsoever. But Hebrews 13, verse 18 says these words to us. "Pray for us, for we trust we have a good conscience in all things, willing to live honestly." See, maintaining integrity should mean something to us as believers. Integrity is not just what people see in us, but having integrity is who we are. The definition of integrity is moral soundness, uprightness. That's what we ought to have. That's what people ought to see in us. As believers, we should also demonstrate those things. People should see it around us. You may be saying, "Well, Sister Renee, why is the Spirit of the Lord giving this for us?" Because God wants us to shore up, make sure that we are doing all that we can to get in. Because, you know, the sense of God, I know when something's absent from our mind or we don't see it or we don't hear it or no, it's not a repeated thing, then we get lax with it. If you don't come to the house of God as you ought to, then you get to the point you get a little comfortable in staying at home. You get a little comfortable in staying away from the house of God. Sister Fran was sharing that with me the other day, and she said she was speaking to a lady, and she said, well, she said, I haven't been back to church. I stay at home. And Sister Fran said, well, what does the Bible say about forsake not the assembling of ourselves together? She said she got quiet and didn't say anything. You see, it's a responsibility for us to be here in the house of God with each other. Amen. We've said it over and over and over again. The Spirit has given this to us. Iron sharpeneth iron. And like Sister Blake said, an iron when it's going together, iron is running up against iron. You can see sparks flying off. Why? Because we're helping each other to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord. We're helping each other with our testimonies. Testimonies of what God is bringing us through. Testimonies to get up and say, I need the saints of God to pray for me and help me with raising my children in these times in which we are living. I thank the saints of God for their prayers for my family. All these things help us to grow in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord. Growing together, working together in the house of God. How many have found that to be so? Amen. Yeah. Praise our God. The Bible tells us, know them which labor among you. How can you know who labors among you if you're not here? Amen. How can you know somebody labors among you if they're not here? Oh, we got to be here, saints of God. Praise our God. There are only three that I found in the Bible, and if anybody else has it, they can find it and look it up and maybe find more. But there was only three men in the Bible who God told specifically were men of integrity. And one of them was found in Genesis 20. It's Abimelech. Bible students know the story. Praise our God of Abraham and Sarah and his wife as they were journeying after the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah and the loss of Lot's wife. Abimelech was a heathen king. However, he showed integrity by not committing adultery with Sarah. And the Lord God mentioned it to him. And David in 1 Kings 9, when the Lord appeared unto Solomon, he had finished the building of the house of the Lord. God cautions him in verse 4, and he says these words. Turn there to 1 Kings, the 9th chapter, and look at what he says there. Praise our God. He said, and if thou wilt, letting Solomon know, thou wilt walk before me as David thy father walked. Excuse me. In integrity of heart and in uprightness to do according to all that I have commanded thee and will keep my statutes and my judgments. Then I will establish the throne of thy kingdom upon Israel forever as I promised to David thy father. But look at what it was contingent upon. Look at what he said there in verse 4. He said, if thou will walk before me as David thy father walked in integrity of heart. Oh, that means something, to walk integrity of heart. Because we're living in a time where people have no integrity. Amen? He said, integrity of heart and in uprightness to do according to all that I've commanded thee. God didn't say you can do half and you can do three quarters or you can get away with this. No, God said to do all that I have commanded thee. And we'll keep my statutes and my judgment. Saints of God, that's the same for us today. We've got to be obedient to God's word. That's a promise that God has made to us if we are obedient to his word. If we are, he said his commandments are not grievous unto us. God wants us to walk in all the commandments of Almighty God. He wants us to do what thus saith the Lord in the word of God. He doesn't want us to get out amongst our peers and our friends and our associates, our coworkers, and all those that are out there in the world. And then we began to let down on our uprightness. We let down on our holiness. We began, well, I just want to fit in. God don't need us to fit in. Amen. But God wants our light to shine. He wants it to shine brightly. I know sometimes we get around some people and they start doing things. You got to be able to walk away from them. Oh, I used to use this scripture on Sister Maria all the time. I tell her, I used to say, be not deceived. God is not mocked. Be not deceived. Evil communication corrupt good manner. You hang around something evil, you're going to cry. You oftentimes hear people say, well, I was there. I was trying to change them. Mm-hmm. Young girls get mixed up with some guys and they turn around. Well, I was trying to change. And you can't change. Even only God can. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. He went on to say in verse 4, if thou wilt walk with before me as David thy father walked in integrity of heart and uprightness to do according to all that I have commanded thee and will keep my statutes and my judgment, then I will establish the throne of thy kingdom upon Israel forever. As I promised to David thy father, saying, there shall not fail thee a man upon the throne of Israel. Praise our God. Do we believe the promises of God? Are we standing on those promises? Praise our God. And then there's Job. Oh, I know we know it well. Amen. Praise our God. The Bible refers to Job's integrity about four times in the Word of God. It was his integrity that kept Job from cursing God when he lost his children and all of his possessions. And then his health started to go down. God acknowledged Job's integrity to Satan in Job, the second chapter, verse 3. Praise our God. He said, and the Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil, and still he holdeth fast his integrity. All that Job went through, Job held fast his integrity. Amen? All that we might go through in this life, we've got to hold fast our integrity. He said, although thou movest me against him to destroy him without cause, he held fast his integrity when everybody kept coming to him. One came and told him this happened. One came and told, I asked you to read the entire chapter of Job when he was started hearing all the news of everything that was going on. Job held his held fast his integrity in Almighty God. Amen. Praise our God. And then when Job's wife asked him in verse 9, this same scripture text, look at what she said. Verse 9 says, then said his wife unto him, dost thou still retain thy integrity, curse God and die? But look what he said in verse 10. But he said unto her, thou speakest as one of the foolish women speaking. God, Job didn't allow the temptation she was throwing upon him to allow him to buckle down, amen? But he resisted that temptation. He said there, thou speakest as one of the foolish women speaketh. What? Shall we receive good at the hand of God? And shall we not receive evil? Saints of God, this is speaking to you and I today. There may be some times that we have to go through some times. Brother Irene and I were speaking about this after Sunday school. Yeah, we're on the battle. We're just saying we're on the battlefield. There's sometimes we may have some battles we got to fight out there. There may be some things that come against us financially. There may be some things where we have to deal with people in the public. You may say to me, well, Sister Renee, I live all for God. I do all for the glory of God. I get up every morning and God, my voice is, the first thing is that God hears in the morning is me praising God. Before I get out of bed, I'm saying my prayers. Before I do this, I do all these things for Almighty God. Why am I going through these things? The Bible didn't say that because you serve God, you weren't going to go through anything. The Bible didn't say that your furnace wasn't going to go out. The Bible didn't say someone's not going to walk in your driveway and steal your car. He didn't say that your insurance company wasn't going to reject you and cancel your insurance because that last hailstorm that came through and you had to have a new roof. All these things are subject to happen to us, saints of God. But we have got to stand firm. When we receive good at the hand of God, when everything is going good and everything is sweet, and everything, you know, that song, Brother Jonathan says, he's sweet, I know. Yes. Even if you're going in the midst of trouble, you ought to be saying, he is sweet, I know. Amen? Amen. Even when the doctor walks in and says, Sister Carol, oh, you're going to go through something. You can say, he's sweet, I know.
Praise
Amen?
God.
When he comes in and he says, oh, you may have this or you don't have enough money to pay your rent. He's sweet, I know.
Amen.
God has your rent on the way. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh, I've heard saints testify about it. I've heard some that have not been able to make payments on things. And next thing you know, a check comes in the mail where it says that you forgot that you had a refund somewhere. We just happened to send it. Amen. Amen. Oh, praise our God. Amen. Praise God. He said, in all this, did not Job sin with his lips? Amen. Praise our God. Oh, and then in Job 27, praise our God. Job 27, verse 5. Look at what it says there. God forbid that I should justify you till I die. I will not remove my integrity from me. Oh, my. Let us, saints of God, live lives that are worthy of saying that we are the children of God. Let us live lives worthy of saying that we are joined unto the Lord.
Amen.
Proverbs 10th chapter, verse 9. Look at what these words say there in that scripture text. Praise our God. He says these words. He said, he that walketh uprightly walketh surely. See, when you walk upright, you can have a good walk with you. I watched little Tatum walk in today with his little, you know, outfit on with his tie and everything. You could see a difference in his walk. Amen. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He knew he looked like something. Amen.
Yeah.
Well, that's the same thing, saints of God. When you have Jesus, you can walk a little higher. Amen. Oh, you walk surely. Amen. Oh, my. There's a little pep in your step when you know Jesus is in your life. When you're walking uprightly. Amen. He said, walketh surely. But he that perverteth his ways, he said, he shall be known. That's what the word of God says. My. Oh, also in verse 29, he said, the way of the Lord is strength to the upright. Think about that. God's way is strength to you and I, but destruction shall be to the workers of iniquity. Praise our God. Saints, we have nothing to bow our heads down about, but we have all to be thankful for that we're united with Christ Jesus when we're living our lives according to his word. You see, if we are united with Christ, we won't find ourselves, as brother said a couple Wednesday nights ago, we're not finding ourselves having the Spirit of God leave us and we don't know it. Amen?
Right.
Oh, but we'll know the Spirit of God is with us, guiding and directing us in all truth and all righteousness, trusting in who God is and what he has done. That's very critical to us, very critical to our Christian walk with Almighty God. Oh, it gives us confidence as we continue to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In the natural, when we think of a union, we normally associate it with a marriage between a man and woman. Union in marriage is the state of being joined or united to a person as a spouse. In the traditional wedding vows, you will hear, and I say traditional because I know people make up their wedding vows now. People don't want God in the wedding vows, and they don't want all these things. They want to make them up and say all these flowery words that half of them don't stay married past the expiration date of the gifts.
Amen.
Amen. Sometimes people don't even get the gifts open, or they're already looking for divorce. But in traditional wedding vows, you will hear the minister say, according to the word of God, what therefore God has joined together, let not man put asunder. You see, marriage between a husband and wife ultimately points to the union between Christ and a believer. Turn with me to Ephesians. Look at what it says in Ephesians, the 5th chapter. I know you know these scriptures well, saints of God, but it's good to always go over the word of God so we'll know how we're united with Jesus Christ. Look at what it says in verse 25. It says, husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church. Husbands have a duty to love their wives. He said, and gave himself for us. See, that's the union. See, Christ gave himself for us. That's why we can be joined together with Christ. Amen. He might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. See, God wants us to be in husbands and wives to be in union. He wants us to know that we can't be at home fussing and fighting and arguing and scrapping and all these various things, because God wants to be able to sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of the water by the word. Amen? God doesn't want us, our relationships at home, to be topsy-turvy, in and out and up and down, and not knowing whether we want to live there with a spouse or not. God wants us. That's why he said, husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church. Christ loved the church. Christ gave himself. Amen? He gave himself for the church. We were bought with a price. That's what it says in our scripture text. We were bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body. And that price was the life of Jesus Christ. He bought you and I. Amen? He's our owner now. Praise our God. Now that we serve him, he owns us. Amen? As Brother Jackson has said several Sundays, he said, God owes us nothing. We owe him everything.
Amen.
Amen? He's already done what he needed to do.
Amen.
He already came and died. He already died on a cruel cross. He was already spit upon. He was already mocked. He was all these things he did for you and I. He's already done what he was sent to do from his Father, and that was to go and seek and to save that which was lost and to die upon a cruel cross that we might have a right to the tree of life. Now we owe him our lives now that we say we are united with him. We owe him our lives. What are you saying, Sister Renee? We owe him to live right. We owe him to live righteously. We owe him to live holy in this present world. We don't live like the world lives. Not up one day, down the next. But we love the Lord with all of our heart, mind, and soul.
Thank you.
Went on to say there in verse 27 that he might present it to himself a glorious church. See, God wants a glorious church to be presented to himself. Amen? Mm-hmm. Not having spot or wrinkle. He don't want no spot and wrinkles in his church. Amen? He died for all that stuff to be all gone away. Amen? He said, or any such thing. You see, people always try to say, well, he didn't say this. But he said, in any such thing. But that, it should be holy and without blemish. That's what the church has got to be. We've got to be holy and without blemish. And then he went on to say, so ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. You see, if you love yourself, you love your wife as your own body, you're not going to hurt her. You're not going to treat her wrong. Amen?
Amen?
Amen? You know, who? I've never seen anyone treat their own body wrong. Well, you know, in this day and time, we see these folks going across the street getting, they treating themselves wrong. But he that loveth his wife loveth himself. If you love your wife, you love yourself. Amen? That's what the word of God said. He said, for no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourishes it. Oh, we go in there and we pamper up. Amen? Go in there and do all we need to do to try to keep these bodies in tune. Amen? He said, and cherisheth it, even as the Lord, the church. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother. This is why men are to leave their father and mother. They're not to be staying up in there and staying up, oh, bringing all the family in, and we still up under one roof of mom and dad. He said, for this cause shall a man leave his father and mother and shall be joined. Here we are, united. Joined means united unto his wife, and they too shall be one flesh. Amen? All you got to do is get in the word of God. The word of God will tell us everything. Tell us how to live, how to be married, how to stay married, how we don't have to worry about divorce court, but we can stay with what, you know, the wife of our youth you can stay with. Amen? Praise our God. I know many don't want to hear this kind of preaching or hear this, but that's what the Bible says. Amen? Amen. Praise our God.
Amen.
You see, our union with the living Christ is essential truth to our new and eternal existence. We are told these words in 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter, verse 17. Praise our God. He says there, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Praise our God. He said, old things have passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ and has given to us the ministry of reconciliation. Amen. You see, being a new creature means that we are joined spiritually and bodily to the crucified, resurrected, person of Jesus Christ. Oh, and I don't know about you, but I can find no better breaking news than that I'm joined to Jesus Christ. Praise our God. We're told these words in Ephesians 2, verse 10, that we are created in Christ. And the word created means to form or to be shaped. It refers to making something out of nothing. It speaks of a new thing. And that is just what happened to you and I. One moment we were dead in our trespasses and sins. And the next, we were made what? Alive in Christ Jesus. Amen? We've been changed by the power of Almighty God. We heard that earlier today. Amen? When a lost soul is saved, it is one of the greatest miracles. Because you think about your life, saints of God. Think about what you were into before you came to Jesus Christ. Think about what you were doing when you were out there in the world. So it is a great miracle that God saved you. Because I'm going to tell you, there are probably others who have said, oh, they're not going to ever be saved. Oh, they're no good. You know how people will label us and put labels on folks, amen? Take off them labels. God's able. I say to anyone that's listening that's not saved, don't let somebody tell you God can't save you. God can save you if you want to be saved, amen? Oh, praise our God. And when God saves a person, when he saves you, you're a new person. Praise God. You have access to new power. You have power to be able to say no to sin. Power to be able to say no to things that are not of God. You're not waffling back and forth. Well, I don't know if that. No, you are able to say no. I don't live like that anymore. Even if people come up and bring your past life up and say, well, you know, when you were out there, yeah, but that was my old life. I'm a new creature in Christ Jesus. Amen? It gives you power to speak boldly. It gives you power to tell someone, this is what Jesus Christ has done for me. And he can do the same for you. Amen? Oh, I know it, saints of God. People will bring up your old life. Oh, people like to dwell on that old stuff. People like to be all up in there and say, well, you know, she used to be this. Oh, but that's all right. But I want to see what I am now. Amen? Praise God. Look at what God has done for me now. Amen. You see, if we're still like living like we used to live, and if we are still doing those things that we used to do that are sinful, we have not been made a new creature in Christ Jesus. Proverbs 14, verse 34 tells us that righteousness exalteth a nation. But sin is a reproach to any people. But thank God for salvation. Thank God for being made free from sin. Let's go back and look at 2 Corinthians. I know we read it earlier. Let's go back there to 2 Corinthians 5. I'm going to break this down. We want to dissect this just a little bit this afternoon. And Paul says there to the believers, he said, if they're in verse 17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, you see, the word any is very similar to the word whosoever we find in John, the third chapter, in verse 16. We said, whosoever believeth in Christ shall not perish. Whosoever believes, or anyone who believes in Christ, has eternal life. The same is true here. Anyone in Christ is made new. When you're in Christ, you are made new. And the key to this verse is in Christ. You got to be in Christ Jesus. Amen? It's a condition that has to be met for everything. And for everything after it to be true. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are past. The old things can't be passed away. That can't be true if you're not in Christ Jesus. Amen? Praise our God. And the only way to be in Christ Jesus is through salvation. You've been saved by the power of Christ. And now you're united with him in one spirit. Amen. Paul went on to say he is a new creature. The word new implies transformation. Remember at the onset of this message, we talked about what the Spirit had given to me, that we are united with Christ, and it includes God's plan, his complete plan of salvation for mankind. And that plan includes regeneration in our spirit, transformation in our soul, and a complete transfiguration of our body, spirit, mind, and soul. Paul is saying if you're going to be in Christ, then something should be happening on the inside, as the hymn says. Oh, what a change in my life. Something on the inside, working on the outside. I have Jesus on the inside, working on the outside. Oh, what a change in my life. The Holy Ghost on the inside, working on the outside. Oh, what a change in my life. God's word on the inside, working on the outside. Oh, what a change in my life. Amen?
Amen.
Because when Jesus is on the inside, he's going to work on the outside. Amen? Praise our God. When life gets connected to the saving and cleansing power of Jesus Christ, something's got to change. Amen?
Amen.
Can I have a true encounter with Jesus and have true salvation and still remain the same? How many know what I'm talking about, amen?
Right.
Oh, there are a lot of people who see you today, and they may say, oh, look at her. She's totally different. Amen. Amen. And Sister Carol is different now, amen? Praise God. See, the moment we're saved by the power of Jesus, we belong to him. And we possess that transformation, and that transformation begins in our lives, so we will change from that old creature to the new one in Christ Jesus. This is first part of the newness of life that we are walking in now. Something should be happening all the time. Something must be changing as we're growing in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord. Paul went on to say, old things are passed away. Amen? Old things. That old life is passed away. That old life of living, the way we used to live, the things that we used to wear. Amen? We don't need somebody to tell us, well, you need to put on something to make you look sexy, or you need to do this, or you need to do. No. I'm living for the Lord. Amen?
Amen?
Amen. He said he will beautify the meek with salvation. Amen? Oh, I can remember. I think I shared with you before. A young lady came up to me. She said, you have such beautiful skin. Look at you. She said, and asked me about makeup. I said, I don't wear makeup. She said, but you know what? If I put a little bit of makeup on you, I could. Well, you already just told me I have beautiful skin. Amen? See, that how the devil will, twist up words to try to get you to form it? No. God said he will beautify the meek with salvation. I'll take the beauty of the salvation over anything that they have on the market. Amen? I don't care if it makes you look younger or tightens up your skin and all that stuff the world is trying to promote. Once you get a certain age, your skin's going to be loose anyways. Amen? But have salvation. And you'll be able to live for Jesus Christ. People will see a total difference. They'll see a light in you. Amen? I know, saints of God, because many of you have testified. You've been in a store and people have looked at you and said, what church do you go to? Oh, praise God. But you got to have an answer when they ask you. You have to turn around and say, I am the church of God. Amen?
Amen.
I am a city that is set on a hill that cannot be hid. I live for Jesus Christ each and every day of the week. How many can preach a sermon to someone when they say to you, what church do you go to? I go to the church of God, and the church of God is within me. It is reigning peace within my soul that is able to come out. That's the change you see in me.
Amen.
Praise our God. No matter where you are, saints of God, praise our God. You've got to show the world that it's different now. Oh, praise our God. Becomes clear, we're new creation. Why? Because in Romans 5, verse 1, it says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. But he didn't stop there. He said, but whom also we have what? Access. You have access. We have a privilege, saints of God. Oh, that's a special privilege that's been given to you and I as saints of God. We have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. That's our spiritual joy. Praise our God. You know, people say, well, there's no joy anymore. But the Bible says the joy of the Lord is my strength. Do we believe the word of God? Do we believe that the joy of God is our strength? Amen? Even in this world in which we live. Oh, we can praise God. Amen? Praise our God. Got a brand new beginning. Oh, as some would say, it is just as if you have never sinned. Amen? Oh, that's what the Bible says. Praise God. I believe God. God said in Isaiah 44:22, I have blotted out as a thick cloud thy transgression. And as a cloud, thy sins returned unto me, for I have redeemed thee. Oh, praise our God. It means something to be able to say, I am redeemed. I'm bought with a price. Jesus has changed my whole life. Can you say that? Can you say I'm redeemed? If anybody asked you just who I am, oh, just tell them, I am redeemed. Can you say that? Amen. Praise God. Oh, praise him. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus has changed your whole life. Then you got to let someone know it. Let someone know Jesus has changed me. I'm not the same what I used to be. Oh, yeah, my name is still Renee Jacobs, but I have a sister in front of it. Amen?
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
God. Not everybody has a sister or brother in front of their name like that.
Amen.
Oh, praise our God. A new beginning, a new relationship, new fellowship with Almighty God. Ephesians 1 says this in verse 13 of that scripture. It says there, but now in Christ Jesus, ye, praise our God, He said, in whom you also trusted. Excuse me. Ephesians 1, verse 13. Oh, praise our God. I think I may have gotten written down the wrong scripture. I was looking for the one that said there, but now in Christ Jesus, ye who were sometimes. Praise our God. But Lord, whatever the scripture is, if someone can find it for me real quick, but I thank God for it. But we're now in Christ Jesus. We were sometimes of the world, but now we're in him. We live holy lives and righteous lives toward Almighty God and live for his word. We live because Jesus Christ died for our sin. The gospel message is that we are saved in Christ Jesus. We were at one point far from Almighty God because of our sins. However, in Christ, all things have changed. Amen? Amen. Praise our God. We have redemption through his blood and the forgiveness of sins. That's what we have, saints of God. Oh, my. Thank God for his word. Thank God that has been left on record for us. Thank God being a new creature means we can draw near to God. It gives us access to his presence 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and 365 days a year. Praise our God. That's what this salvation does for us. It gives us access into the kingdom of God. And we know that with that access into the kingdom of God and God's presence with us, we can live righteously. And we can live soberly in this present world. Amen? Oh, being in Christ, we're given a new identity. How many know what I'm talking about? We are no longer our own. We belong to him. In 1 Peter, the second chapter, 1 Peter 2, praise our God. Look at what it says there. You see what God declares us now to be. He says there in verse 9, but ye are a chosen generation. Oh, that's what God declares us to be, a chosen generation. He said a royal priesthood. Do you feel that? He said, and holy nation. You know, people walk around where nobody can be holy, but this is what God declares we ought to be now that we're in Christ Jesus. He said a peculiar people. Doesn't mean that we're funny, but we're just set apart for God's use. Amen. We just don't get involved in everything that's going on. We don't have to get involved in all the things that are happening in the world. Amen? To stand for truth and righteousness. Amen? He said that ye should show forth the praises of him who has done what? Called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. See, we don't want to be still living in darkness. Amen? Because God called us out of darkness. He said, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God. Praise God. Which have not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Praise God. Oh, let me go on down. He said, dearly beloved, he said, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims. Saints of God, we got to know we're just journeying through this land. Amen. He said, abstain from fleshly lusts, which war against the soul. Oh, my. Then he went on to say, having your conversation honest among the Gentiles, meaning that you and I have got to live honest lives among those that are unsaved, honest lives among unbelievers. We got to live honestly. He went on to say here among the Gentiles that whereas they speak against you as evildoers, they may by your good works, which they shall behold, glorify God in the day of visitation. Oh, they may say many things about you. Oh, but they don't have a finger on you now. Amen. Amen. Praise our God. Praise our God.
Ephesians 5:8.
5:8. Praise our God. Thank you, Sister Blake. Let's turn back there for a moment and look at what it says in Ephesians 5, verse 8. Praise our God. Thank the Lord for his word. My. And look at what he says there. He said, for ye were sometimes darkness. Oh, yes. We were sometimes darkness. He said, but now are ye light in the Lord. See, there was times when we walked in darkness and we kept company with those who were in darkness. He said, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as what? Children of light. That's what God wants you and I to walk as. He wants us to walk as children of light. We are to be spiritual light in this dark world. He said, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth. Brother went over this scripture on yesterday. He said, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. See, we've got to prove what is acceptable unto the Lord. Our salvation ought to prove that everything what the Bible says is true. Amen. Our salvation, our walk in this world ought to show mankind that everything God has said, righteousness, our spiritual fruit that we've got to have, it is all true in Almighty God. People should not have a guessing game. They should not be trying to figure it out. Oh, is that true or is that? No, we ought to tell them this is what the Bible truth is. Because he said there in Galatians, that fifth chapter, look at these words. Turn there with me for a moment. Look at what the Bible says there. Praise our God. Oh, my, time is getting away from me. But let us look there for a minute. Praise our God. This is what we have to do, saints of God. He tells us in verse 16 of the fifth chapter. He said, this I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. That's what many are not doing. They're not walking in the Spirit of Almighty God. They're still trying to walk in the old man, but you got to walk in the Spirit. You got to have that new life, that new spiritual life in Christ Jesus. If you say you are united with Christ Jesus, you're now walking in the Spirit. He said, for the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. You see, this flesh is working against the saints of God. This flesh may want us to do things that we used to do before. It may want us to, if we used to smoke, it may want us to light up a cigarette. If we used to drink, it may want us to drink or do something else. Adultery and all these kind of things, but we've got to walk in the Spirit of Almighty God. He said, for the flesh lusts against the Spirit and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary one to another, so that you cannot do the things that ye would. Oh yes, there's a warfare that's going on, but you've got to be able to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord through it. He said, but if you be led of the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest. Which are these? You see, when people walk around and they say, oh, I do this, I do that, I'm doing it. Oh, he said, the works of the flesh are this: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness. Oh, it's running wild in our world today. Amen. Mm-hmm. Idolatry, witchcraft, hatred. Look at the hatred going on in society today. You can't even turn around in someone's driveway without them shooting you. Amen.
That's right.
Variance. I was listening the other day, saints of God, to the young lady, I believe it is in Florida, and her children. They were there, and the neighbor was having a problem with her children. Her children were out playing, and her children and the neighbor, they got into a little fight or whatever, and the children, the neighbor took the children's laptop, and they asked for it, and she took and threw it out there and cracked it up, so they went home and told their mother. Their mother went back out and went over and knocked on the door. Now, she didn't go, and she took her child with her because she wanted to make sure. She went up there and knocked on the door, and the woman shot her through the door. Shot and killed her through the door. Now saying she had to stand her ground. Stand her ground against what? The door? And the woman is dead right there in front of her child. She was a mother going there doing what most mothers and fathers ought to do. Talk to the adult, not the children. Amen? And so she went there to do that, and she ended up getting shot. But this is the time. This is the hatred we have in our society today. Then they were showing, they were saying how many times that this same woman was calling these kids names outside of their names and all that kind of stuff. This is the time in which we're living, saints. People hide behind these things. They hide behind these sins, and they hide behind all these things of the flesh. But God is exposing a lot of things, amen? He said, I'll bring all darkness to light, and God's bringing it to light, amen? We may not like what we're hearing and what we're seeing is going on and things that are taking place, but God said, I will bring all darkness to light, and that's what God is doing right now in our land. Sad to say. Variance. Emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envies, people envy so many things, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not, that's a guarantee, inherit the kingdom of God. If a person is doing these things, you have envy, you have strife, you have hatred, you have all these things bottled up within you, you are not going to inherit the kingdom of God. I don't care how which way you want to wrestle the scriptures and twist it around. The Bible says you shall not inherit the kingdom of God. But look at what he said. But the fruit of the Spirit is love. The fruit of the Spirit is joy. The fruit of the Spirit is peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and love. We've crucified this flesh. You got to die. Paul said, I die daily. What was Paul saying? He was dying daily to his flesh. And thanks to God, we've got to do the same thing because this flesh will try to rear up. But you got to remember who you serve. You got to remember when you're talking to someone and you know they're not saying, you got to remember who they serve. Amen. And so therefore, there's no sense in us going tit for tat or toe for toe, so to speak, with someone. The Bible says a soft answer turns away wrath. Sometimes you just got to give a soft answer. You may just have to say, okay, man, that's all right. Lord, and walk away from the situation. Amen? Oh, my, my, my. Praise our God. Praise our God. He said, if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. My, my, my. Oh, my, my, my. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. See, if we live in the Spirit, the Bible's telling us, let us also walk in it. You say, I am spiritual, because God, the Word of God said, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. That's found in John 4:24. So if God is a spirit, you say you are spiritual. He said, if you live in the Spirit, then you also have to walk in the Spirit. Our subject, our message today, our word in the Word of God says that we are joined. Amen? He said we are, but he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. So if we say that we are in the Spirit, we've got to walk with the Spirit of God. We've got to live that way. Can't just live any old way. Amen? Praise our God. Praise our God. The Bible lets us know that we too were once enemies of God. And you and I were headed down the wrong road. We were headed down a pathway of destruction. Our past lifestyle was a dark one. Oh, we're reminded of that in Ephesians, the second chapter. We've read it many times before, saints of God, that Jesus found us in the darkness of sin. He found us when we lived as we pleased. We were unaware of the freedom that we could have had in him. We thought we were having fun, but we were in the worst kind of slavery to sin, amen, when we lived in the world. We thought that our way was right. However, the Bible tells us in Proverbs 16:25 that there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. I know times, saints of God, have gotten away from us, but Lord willing, we'll bring back the rest of what God has for us if the Lord allows us. Amen? We'll bring back the rest of the Word of God because there's so much more that God has for me to share with this topic, united with Christ Jesus. I say God bless you is my prayer. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God.
Thank the Lord for his precious, precious word.
Amen.
And that text, scripture, he said, he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit.
Amen.
Are you joined unto the Lord?
Amen.
There's a scripture that says, two cannot walk together except they be agreed. In order for us to walk with Christ, we have to be agreed with Christ.
Amen.
You know, the desires of our heart can't be at variance with what Christ would have
Amen.
For us.
Amen.
We can't be squabbling and your pastor used the example of, you know, you can't be husband and wife at home squabbling and fussing and fighting and carrying on. But if we're saved, then we're married to Christ. And again, there can't be squabbling and fussing and fighting and so on. That those things that people call domestic disturbances. But no, there's none of that in Christ Jesus. We're joined to him. He that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. Amen. We're told that in the natural marriage, we're told that they twain shall be one flesh. the husband and the wife become one flesh when they're joined together in marriage. And when we're joined with Christ, we are one spirit. We thank God. Thank God for this message that we've received, united with Christ Jesus. You want to be joined with the Lord. That's the only way that we can be in his kingdom. That's the only way that we can be prepared when Jesus comes back. We have to be joined with him in spirit before
Amen.
He comes again.
Amen.
Amen. Because there'll be no joining Amen. At that time.
Praise God.
We have to already be united with Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Thank the Lord.
Fight against his word. Amen.
Amen. Shall we stand? Turn to number 505 in the evening light.
Number 505 in the evening light.
There is power in the blood.
Amen. Amen.
Thank God for his precious word.
Amen.
Would you be free from the burden of sin? There is power in the blood. Power in the blood. Would you or the victory win? There is wonderful power in the blood. There is in the blood of the Lamb, there is power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you be free from your passion and pride? There is power in the blood, power in the blood. Come for cleansing to Calvary's side. There is wonderful power in the blood. There is power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb.
Has
that blood, has the power of that blood worked on you?
Amen.
Have you experienced the power in the blood? Amen. If you're saved, then you can say yes. He washed my sins away
Amen.
By the power of the blood. Amen. He sanctifies us when that blood is applied to our hearts. There's power in the blood. And this, would you be free? That second verse from your first verse, burden of sin.
Mm-hmm.
Second verse, from your passion and pride. Amen. That sounds like another cleansing there. That's those things underneath that you cannot see, but have to be applied to the heart for that second cleansing. It says, come for a cleansing to Calvary's tide. Because there's wonderful power in the blood. Amen. It took the blood of Jesus. It took the blood being shed for the remission of sins. Said without shedding, scripture says without shedding of blood, there is no remission. And the perfect blood of Jesus Christ was the only one that was worthy to do it. Have you experienced that power? That power of the blood is able to keep us day by day by day.
Amen.
Keep us from sinning.
Amen.
Amen. We get saved to sin no more.
Amen.
Amen. And we sang that song, I'm on the battlefield. I promised him that I would serve him till I die. That doesn't leave any room for sin or worldliness or self
Amen.
To creep in there. That's where the power of the blood is.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Is there one? Is there one? Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Bless the Lord.
Amen.
Praise our God.
Amen.
He that blood will make us whiter than snow.
Amen.
That power will equip us to serve God acceptably.
Mm-hmm.
Without that, we're not acceptable to serve Him.
Amen.
There are a lot of people who go out and do and are involved in many activities, lots of busyness. So much so that they get their name put in the paper because they've done, according to mankind, some great thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Mankind will put their name on a building,
mm-hmm,
or on a bridge, mm-hmm, or say that they've done this some wonderful thing, but it wasn't by the power of God. And so God does not recognize it as being some great thing. Because that man thinks is great, you know, it even is an abomination in the sight of God. Amen. We want to always be in the power of the Spirit. And in order for us to be in the power of the Spirit, we have to have gone through the power of the blood to cleanse us, to save us, and to cleanse us, and to keep us from sin and self,
mm-hmm,
to keep us from the world and all of its follies. Amen. Truly, there's power in the blood of Jesus. Amen. Is there anyone who has a need? Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Just. Amen. Shall we continue?
Amen.
Would you be whiter, much whiter than snow? There is power in the blood, power in the blood. Sin stains are lost in its life-giving flow. There is wonderful power in the blood. There is power, wonder-working power in the blood. In the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you do service for Jesus, your King? There is power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you live daily His praise and to sing? There is wonderful power in the blood. There is power. In the blood of the Lamb, there is power, wonder-working power, in the precious blood of the Lamb.
Amen. Amen. Do we believe that?
Amen.
Amen. There's wonder-working power. Amen. And even as we live for the Lord, even as Pastor talked about, things that we will go through, things of life, diagnoses we might receive, you know, bills that we can't pay, cars that break down along the road, various things, you know, problems with loved ones, various things, jobs that we need to have. There's still power because our faith is fueled by that power,
mm-hmm,
the power in the blood of Jesus. So we're going to look to the Lord, thank Him for this precious, precious word. You see, there are those who require anointing and prayer. We know that when we pray the prayer of faith, God works. So first we're going to give God thanks for feeding us with His precious word. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to You, dear God, thanking You, Lord, once more, Lord, for Your precious word. thanking you, Lord, for your word that went forth in Spirit's power, dear God. Lord, to touch our hearts and our minds, dear God. Lord, to refresh our spirits, dear Father. Lord, to open up, dear God, our understanding, dear God, and deepen, dear God, our commitment to you, dear Lord. We thank you, dear Father, for your precious word. We pray, dear God, that you would help us, Lord, to measure to all of your word, dear God. Lord, this we ask in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the upraised hand, dear God, that asks to be remembered, dear Father. Lord, you know, dear God, the power, Lord, that is being requested. You know, dear God, the power, dear God, that you can give, dear Father, for that raised hand, dear God, because that hand was raised in faith, believing, Lord, that you're going to come, Lord, and you're going to bless. Lord, you're going to touch. You're going to rescue, dear Father. Lord, you're going to grant what is needful, dear God. And so, Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you would bless, dear Father, and remember that honest and earnest request, Lord, this we ask in the name of Jesus. Lord, having faith, dear God, to raise a hand and say, remember me in prayer, knowing, dear God, that you are able, dear God, to bless, believing, Lord, that you will bless, dear Father. Lord, this we ask in the name of Jesus, Lord, and we're asking in faith, dear God, not wavering, dear God. For, Lord, we realize, Lord, that if we waver, Lord, that shows doubt. And so, Lord, we're not going to waver on this, dear Father. We pray, dear God, that you would bless us, dear Father. Help us, Lord, to hold to your eternal word, dear God. For, Lord, we know, dear God, that your word will never fail, dear God. Not one jot or one tittle, Lord, will fail. And so, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would just bless us, Lord. Help us, Lord, to hold to your word that was preached to us this day. Help us, Lord, to have that desire, Lord, to be united with you, Lord, and to remain united with you, dear Father. For, Lord, we realize, dear God, that if we lose, dear God, that connection, Lord, Father, Lord, we know we're lost, dear God. Help us, Lord, not to fall away, dear God. Help us, dear Father, to remain, to help that bond to be strong in thee, dear God. Lord, this we ask in the name of Jesus, and we thank you, Lord, for your precious word this day. Help us, dear Lord, to hold to it, dear God, realizing, Lord, that it will keep us, dear Lord, no matter what comes. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. And thank you, Lord, for your messenger, dear God, who preached your word, who poured out her heart, dear God, Lord, for all, Lord, that you have given to her, Lord, that we might be strengthened, dear God. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for such a watchman on the wall, dear God, who watches for our souls, dear God. Lord, that she may give witness, dear God, to us and how we have walked, Lord, with joy and not with grief. Bless her, dear God, and keep her in your care, Lord, and continue, Lord, to strengthen her in thee, Lord. And, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for all that our hearts have received this day, as we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank the Lord.
Prayer for those who have come up.
Yes, we're going to offer prayer, anoint and offer prayer for those who have come. And they've come in faith. Anyone who doesn't believe that God is able would not come asking to pray.
faith and prophecy. Touch with the sword. Know that
he's
able. Yeah. For these years, we know that he's able. Dear God, Heavenly Father, oh Lord, we come to you, dear God. Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus, we know that his power is his name. Lord, we come, dear God, believing, Lord, that you're able to heal, Lord, that you're able to bless your own. And so, Lord, we're asking, dear God, for your touch, dear God, upon the Trinity. Lord, you see, dear God, this child is going through, dear God. Lord, you see, dear Father, that you suffered these things, dear God. Lord, you see, dear Father, Lord, you know the doctors are giving medication so many times, but then the doctors give cause other complications. And so, Lord, Father, she's drowsy, dear God, and tired, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear God, Lord, we know that's not your will, dear Father.
Amen.
And Lord, we know, Lord, when you heal, Lord, you heal what's outside of them, dear God.
Amen.
Lord, the only thing that's left is to rejoice in our hearts, dear God, and all of your touch. And so, Lord, we're praying, dear God, you touch upon the Trinity, Lord God, in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would heal this child, dear God.
Amen.
Lord, we know that you can, dear Father.
Yes.
Lord, we say, Father, God, when she has been just jolly, dear God, walking around, bouncing around like a child does, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear God, to restore to her her health, dear God, in the name of Jesus, dear God. Oh, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless us for India, dear God. We pray, Lord, that you would bless this mother, dear God, to care for her child, dear God. Lord, we pray, Lord, that you would strengthen her heart, dear God. Lord, encourage your heart, dear God. Lord, to hold, dear God. Oh, Lord, you know, Lord, you've been up to our worrying about a child, dear God. Lord, we get a child, dear God. Lord, what trust in you, Lord. And oh, God, we're bringing mother and child to you, dear God. Asking, Lord, for you to touch them, dear God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, have to teach Sister India, Lord, what she must do, dear God. Lord, just help her child, dear God. Lord, if there's something, dear God, Lord, that needs to be done, Lord, we pray, Lord, that you would show her what must be done, dear God,
Lord,
that her child may be well, that, Lord, that she may create conditions, dear God, that are helpful for her child. Lord, this we ask in the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray, Lord, that you would comfort Sister Ethan's heart, dear God. Help her to know, dear God, that we will, that we're continuing, Lord, to hold her and spend it and in us, Lord, up in prayer, dear God. Lord, this we ask in the name of Jesus. And what we pray, Lord, Father, we're praying, dear God, with an expectation. Lord, we're praying, believing, dear God, Lord, that you are going to do those things that you have promised us, dear God, as your children. Lord, we love you, dear God. We pray, Lord, that you would manifest your presence and your power, dear God, on this little child. Lord, we thank you for what you have done. Lord, we thank you, dear God,
Knows, dear God.
Oh, Lord, you know, Lord, her faith in thee, dear God.
Lord,
you know, Lord, has not wavered, dear God. Lord, the diagnosis has been made about the truth of Lord down to the years, dear God. But, Lord, we trust in you, dear Father. Lord, we know, dear God, that doctors will deal with those things, dear God, that they have been taught from books. But, Lord, we thank you, Lord, that we know of thee, dear God. We know of your power, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you will bless us with those. Lord, you watch over her every night as she sleeps, dear God.
Yes.
And so, Father, we pray, dear God, that you would touch her body, dear God, in the name of Jesus. For she's trusting you, dear God. Lord, she doesn't want to go back, dear God, and use that machine, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless her and give her the rest that she needs, dear God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, as you, Father, as you lie down, Lord, putting yourself in your hands, dear God. Lord, we can wait for you. In your hands, dear God.
Amen.
And so, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless her and touch her, dear God. We pray, Lord, that you would, Lord, be her high power, dear God, and sweet, dear God. We pray, Lord, to touch upon her body, dear God. We pray, Lord, that you would strengthen her, Lord. We pray, Lord, that you would breathe into her nostrils, dear God. Lord, you already, Lord, give her the breath of life. And so, Father, we're asking, Lord, for you, Lord, to give her, dear Father, what she stands in need of. You know better, dear God, than anyone else, Father, what our dear pastor needs. And so, Lord, he's looking to you in faith, not wavering, dear God. God. Yes, Lord. Hold these firmly, dear God. That you set a frame with an expectation, yes, dear God. Lord, we're not just praying, Lord, just to say, well, maybe, maybe. No, there is no maybe in God. Lord, we pray, Lord, according to your will, dear God, that you would touch her, dear God.
Yes.
Lord, remember asking in full faith, Lord.
Yes,
pray, Lord, that you would keep her in your care, dear God.
Yes.
Lord, we know, Lord, you'll give you glory and honor, dear God. Lord, we know, dear God, that we'll be rejoicing along with her, dear God.
Lord,
Lord,
yes,
even
Lord,
as we are now, dear God.
Amen.
Lord, we rejoice even as we pray, dear God.
Yes.
We know we serve a great God. Oh, Lord, we are blessed, dear God, in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Oh, we're happy. Help us, Lord, to continue to listen to your brother. Lord, that just because we leave this building doesn't mean that we are going to be God praying.
Amen.
Lord, Lord, we pray, Lord. Bless, Lord, bless her, Lord God. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Alone in a room, it's just me and you. My heart is falling out. What am I supposed to do? Now what if I choose the wrong thing to do? Boy, I'm all cried out. Afraid of disappointing you, so I need to talk to you. To ask you for your guidance, especially today, when my world is a little bit, guide me until I'm sure I open up my heart to you. Oh, yes, I do. You show me how to do things your way. Don't let me make the same mistake over and over again. Let your will be done. And I will be the one to make sure that I don't need no one. Woo. I want to talk to you and ask you for your guidance, especially today. And my world is a little cloudy. Guide me until I'm sure.
Yeah.
here.
I will cry.
Please do not pass this way. Savior, praise God.
Bless the Lord.
Hear our humble cry.
Yes, Lord. My
bless this child.
My God, my
bless God.
This child. Oh, Lord. Bless the Lord.
Bless this child.
Dear God. Bless the Lord. My God, my God. Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord. Bless God. Bless the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank God. Thank God for Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praying in his precious name.
Amen.
Ephesians 5:14. Wherefore he saith, awake thou that sleepest and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. And thank God for Jesus.
Amen.
Always pray one for another.
Amen.
During the week.
Praise God.
1 Samuel 12:23. Moreover, as for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord.
Amen.
In ceasing to pray for you. But I will teach you the good and the right way. Intercessory prayer will be rendered every Tuesday at 10:30 a.m.
Amen.
We are praying for lost souls and the souls of the saints, that God will keep them in his care. Philippians 4:6, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God.
Amen.
There's cake in the lower auditorium for January birthdays and anniversaries. The budget meeting will be held Saturday, February 3rd. That's this coming Saturday, beginning at 9 a.m. here at the church for the finance committee, trustee committee, and heads of all auxiliaries. The annual business meeting will be held Saturday, February 10th at 10 a.m., beginning at 10 a.m. here at the church. This meeting is for all the saints and for those who are responsible for preparing the auxiliary reports to be given. Please have those reports, whether they be written reports, oral reports. The November turkey giveaway jar is always open to receive funds. Wednesday Bible study, 7:30 p.m. by phone. Remember to turn your phone off around 5:30 p.m. and turn back on at 6:30 p.m. before service. And please mute your phones. And please pray for Brother Byron Johnson and all bringing scriptures. And this coming Wednesday, I believe it's the fifth Wednesday of the month, because it's the 31st. So it's not a first Wednesday. Missed it by one day. So this coming Wednesday is the 31st. So please remember Brother Byron and all others who will be bringing scriptures. Happy birthday blessings this week to Brother Tony Jenkins on the 31st. We were just talking about the 31st. So that's Wednesday. Amen. Amen. Yes, yes. God bless you, Brother Tony. Amen. Our thought for today. If Jesus has come into your heart, do others see him shining through you and your actions and your speech?
Amen.
And I'm going to add something. All the time. All the time.
Amen.
Because people might say, well, yeah, most of the time I do. But I, you know, the people who say, well, I slip sometimes. But, no, we've got, if Jesus has come into your heart, do others see him shining through you in your actions and your speech all the time?
Amen.
And please continue to remember those on our prayer list, the saints, family, and friends. Amen. Thank the Lord. We thank God for his goodness, all that he has done for us this day, and all that we are believing he's going to do. As we said, prayer has been rendered several times. And each time that prayer was rendered, we believe that God heard us and that the Lord will answer. So we thank God, and we'll continue to remember each of the requests that were given as we go to our homes, and we do our daily prayers for the morning, or morning, afternoon, evening, because there are times when maybe we're praying in the morning and we're mindful of prayer requests that were made on Sunday, and there may be someone that we forget during the day, someone we say, oh, Lord, I forgot, but there's another opportunity to pray for that request. And so let us be mindful. There are many requests and many needs, and so let's keep one another and those who are on our prayer list on our hearts and on our minds and their names on our lips as we pray. If all minds are clear, shall we stand?
Thanks for their prayers and for my daughters. This is Sister Holmes.
Amen.
I feel a lot better.
Amen. Amen. So glad to hear that, Sister Holmes, and we lift you up in prayer also.